got to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the racers with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning and hi, y'all. You can get involved by calling 888-775-3773. 888-77-JESSE, J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. And my biblical question for this week, is there a difference between the God of the Old Testament and the God of the New Testament? Is there a difference between the God of the Old Testament and the God of the New Testament? Is there a difference between the God of the Old Testament and the God of the New Testament? Amazing question, huh? I'm making a note to myself. Okay, I got it. I don't want to forget it, so I had to hurry up and write it down while it was on my mind before it passed through. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about, running around, doing whatever it is you're doing, you can podcast the show anywhere in the world, and listen to it on your phone as it is happening by calling TalkStream Live number at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. I just thought of something that I want to mention, and I wrote it down. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It's Friday. Relax day. Get it off your chest day. End of the week, work week day for some, not for most, but for some. It is Express Yourself Friday.
You Tom like a mug.
You need to go and get yourself bleached, because everything you say about black people, and you're sitting up there looking like a tar baby.
It might sound like a semantics argument, but he's a gray alien. Ah!
I wonder if he's been smoking pot.
I need some peace and quiet. It's a staggering sight. A horde of hundreds of teens swarming this Aurora shopping center.
A man viciously beaten in the middle of traffic, and his attackers appear to be just children.
No way my life could possibly get any worse.
This is the moment a bolt of lightning strikes a man on New York's Staten Island.
I feel like God is laughing at me.
Detroit Public Schools taking a big swing at its attendance problem by paying students to show up.
This is as bad as it gets. Right?
God damn. Oh my God, what is that? Oh my God! What is that?
The Pope is kissing a dead 1,700 years ago skull that they dug up out of the dirt. What the? It doesn't. I had a piece up off the floor. It doesn't get any worse than that. Amazing, huh? Grandpa, tell me about the good old days. The world gone crazy. The world has gone crazy. And it's going to get worse. This is hell on earth. Earth is not heaven. And man is not God. I think I got everything put together right now, folks. Amazing. You black. We had our men's forum last night. It was the first Thursday of the month. And I was thinking, what word can I use to express last night? Men's forum. And the first word that came to mind was deep. It really was deep. And I want to encourage the guys who are working on themselves to stay with it, stay with it, stay with it. No matter how difficult it get in the depth of the not you, the ego you, no matter how difficult it gets, you stay with it anyway. You got to go through hell to get to heaven. Ain't no way around it. You got to go through hell. Heaven is on the other side of hell. And no one said it would be easy. So here I stand. I'm on my own. By myself, all by myself again. You got to go through hell by yourself. Ain't no way out. Ain't no way around it. You must go through hell by yourself. Men and women, male and females. So to the guys, stay with it, stay with it, stay with it. Amazing testimonies or stories last night. It was mind-blowing. And once again, I got to be late. I closed my eyes for a moment. And the moment was gone. Amazing, huh? A spiritual battle. And if you stay with it, this spiritual battle become fun. It is not pretty and fun in the beginning, though, I got to tell you. But, and I know that human beings love to have fun, and we think that drinking and sex and smoking pot and partying and traveling and buying and owning and getting married and having children and being ambitious and fighting, and all, we think that's fun. That's not fun at all. That's suffering. Real fun is when you're working on yourself and you stay with it, and then you start to get more and more light. That's real fun. And it really, really become fun and amazing to keep an eye on yourself. It really, 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 really does. And I'm not making it up. I'm black. I'm telling you. It is fun working on yourself. So, but in the beginning, I ain't gonna lie to you. If I'm lying, I'm flying. It is not easy in the beginning when you first start to wake up and you start to see things in yourself. And it is, and those, that false self start to get mad, start to cry, yell, tell you to give up. Why? How long would it take? Oh, don't do it now. It ain't pretty, but it does get pretty after a while. It become pretty. Amazing. So that opening there, you saw the Pope kissing a dead skull. And they, I think they say by kissing it, they're making it a saint or martyr or something like that. Something dumb. But that's gross. The Pope got some issues. He loved kissing skulls, dead ones. But anyway, Derek telling me it's venerating. How you gonna venerate a dead skull? Think about that. The life is gone. And the Pope using his excuse to kiss a dead skull. What a thrill, huh? And oh, I'm venerating. I bet you are. But anyway, I have a question for my experts. The Anchor Baby, the host of the Anchor Baby show. Right now it's from 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific time. It's regular time, it's 11 to 1, but right now it's 9 to 11. An expert here on the Jesse Lee Peterson show. And then the Beta Bat Hake of the Hake Report. Normally from 9 to 11, but right now, zero. and an expert here on the JLP Talk. Question, I'll start with the Anchor Baby first, this time. Anchor Baby, give me, have you ever thought about the useless thoughts that you have?
Yeah, I think about them all the time.
Paid attention to that?
Yeah.
Give me two examples of, if you can think of two, useless thoughts that you get.
What others think of me. And if others like me, I can.
That's a good example.
Those are two. That's two right there. But I could. We could go on.
And what do you do with them when you get them?
Essentially, drop them. Move on. Just remember what's really happening. That those two things I mentioned are not even real.
Okay.
But sometimes other things, but yeah. Usually that. I try to do that.
And how about you, Hake? Do you ever notice the useless thoughts that you get?
Yeah.
And can you give me two examples of useless thoughts?
What pain is to come? am I going to get worse? Am I going to get better?
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Amazing. Anchor Baby, what's the purpose of useless thoughts?
That sounds funny to say, to even consider a purpose for something useless. But maybe, maybe there is a purpose in that, not when they're useless, but when they're useless, that's just a misuse of the mind. There might be a use, like a as a tool to just think a problem out.
Yeah.
But I can't think of anything besides that.
What's the purpose of useless thoughts? Hake.
I think that it's to tempt you. Like to tempt you to sabotage your life by trying to fix it.
Interesting. So my question this morning, if you'd like to respond to it, is for those men and women who are working on this stuff around the world, have you paid attention to the number of useless thoughts that you get in 1 minute, 1 day, 1 hour, one whatever? Have you noticed that? And what is the purpose of useless thoughts? All right. And I want to give you an example of useless thoughts and how they can deceive you. This is just one example, but there are many inside of each individual, male and female, no matter where you are, what you're doing. I want to give you a quick example of useless thoughts, a waste of time thoughts, a deceiver, because all useless thoughts are deceiving, and they are meant to keep you away from the right seeing of things. And here is, to me, one of the most amazing examples of useless thoughts. But there are so, as A, and I mean, and Anchor maybe just said, there are so many of them. So this is just one that is we can use as an example, because I guess a lot of people know or heard of this person. NBC News is reporting that this guy, Colin Kaepernick, had an interview with an ABC anchor. And Colin Kaepernick, that's how you say his name?
Kaepernick.
And he had an interview with NBC anchor, one of the NBC anchor. And he reflected on, remember he took a knee, he worshiped the Pope, kissing the skull of a dead person, according to a report, 1,700 years ago. Same thing. But Colin Kaepernick reflect on taking a knee and what he had hoped for or hoped to achieve. NBC News.
It's been 10 years since you famously took that knee. What were you hoping to achieve with the protests?
To collectively move us forward as a society, very specifically fighting against police killing black folks, but also looking at systemic oppression holistically to get society thinking and moving in the direction of addressing these issues to create a better society. We have to do something different, and there has to be motion and momentum and movement around that.
Those are useless thoughts. I want you to really reflect on this. How is taking a knee going to change anything? Except the idiot that took the knee thinking that he can do something about somebody else's life. What a loser, huh? What a beta male. Beta male. Taking a knee going to make black people stop being stupid, stop being angry, stop blaming others for their weak life. Isn't that amazing? And I think he said somebody wanted to be holistic or something like that. I don't know what that means. And it didn't work. And it ain't going to work. But those are useless thoughts that are straight out of hell. And the blacks, not all, but most, got worse. They didn't get better because it had nothing to do with police brutality, racism, or white people at all. But he took a knee. And now he up there looking stupid and can't play basketball no more. Or whatever he played. Soccer, tennis. Whatever, football, thank you. He can't play football no more. He up there looking stupid. Ain't nothing changed. It's only got worse. Haven't anything changed. Nothing. It just got worse. Look at the blacks. Look at their children. What they're doing out there. Mob, robbing and stealing and breaking their business and using these cars to do skip mars and it didn't get better. The younger became even worse than the older blacks, their parents. But Colin Kaepernick had this useless thought, saying to him, you know what, buddy? Go out there tomorrow and you take a knee and things going to get better. And he like, all right, Satan, God, his God, I'm going to do that. And I think 10 years have gone by, and things got worse with the blacks. Useless thoughts. Anyone who think for a second, for a minute thought, that you can help somebody else, you're evil, and that's a useless thought straight out of hell. You can't even help yourself. Look how you can't help yourself. Or do you see that? And if you think that's bad, and it is because it's evil. NPR News is reporting that a deadly mass shooting occurred on Wednesday afternoon at an apartment complex near downtown Minnesota, WCCO.
Well, Frank, authorities say that people who live inside the Shoreline Plaza, they're allowed to return home, except for the folks who have apartments on the 9th floor. That's where investigators say the suspected shooter lived and where police engaged him and shot him. In a mass shooting where at least three people died in downtown Minneapolis, the first victim was a mother, shot and injured by the father of her child, according to investigators.
The first shooting occurred outside of the building during a custody exchange of a child believed to belong to the suspect in this case with a woman that he had a prior relationship with.
The Minnesota Bureau of Criminal Apprehension is in charge of the case. They believe 35-year-old Carlton Johnson II is the shooter, describing a rampage in which he shot others inside the Shoreline Plaza after the initial attack outside, shooting two men in their 60s who would later die before Minneapolis police engaged in a shootout with Johnson on the 9th floor.
The level of heroism that took place yesterday is practically unrivaled.
I think that's the same guy that was dancing with the black African or something. That was worse than a shooting, buddy. Dancing with the black African from Haiti. And I believe that's the same guy that cried at George Floyd's casket. You doing all that, sir? That was worse than the shooting. He was dancing with the Somalian people. What? I'm being told his name is Jacob Fry. He's the mayor of Minnesota, Minneapolis. I mean, amazing, huh? Police engaged with the suspect in the shooting, according to a report. Engaged with the suspect on the 9th floor, where an exchange of gunfire occurred, resulting in the suspect's death and injury of two others.
City leaders say officers arrived on scene within 2 minutes, helping victims before the exchange of gunfire. Two officers were shot and injured. The BCA says early information shows police shot and killed Johnson, who investigators say was using a handgun that he had the legal permit to carry, as eviction filings reveal he threatened people with gun violence in the past.
Based on your understanding of ERPO laws, are you standing here shocked or concerned that we didn't get to that point? Or do you feel that the information wasn't there for law enforcement?
I would say that based on the information that I have at this time, we never got to that point.
Amazing, huh? Useless thinking creates nothing but hell in the individual life. And in that individual life, he or she try to impose their hell upon others. And the last soundbite is that this suspect has, think about this, had, this suspect already had six lease violations, including assaulting a resident, displaying a gun openly, and threatening others.
Sources confirmed to Care 11 that Carlton Johnson II, a resident on the ninth floor of the Shoreline Plaza at the Loring Towers, was the gunman who killed two and wounded five. In the apartment complex was well aware of prior threats involving guns. On June 16th, Loring Towers sent Johnson this letter, telling him they were terminating his lease for six violations, including assaulting a resident, walking around with a gun openly displayed, making multiple statements to other residents that he had obtained a new gun and would kill someone, and finally, flashing a gun to others on the sidewalk. But they gave him a last chance after talking to him. 9 days later, the apartment went forward with the eviction after court papers say Johnson threatened a resident with his gun, pointed it at another, and then after police were called, verbally accosted and tried to bribe staff to tell him who had called police. Residents we talked to knew about the threats.
He was making threats, going around talking about it to all our tenants and residents.
Hell on earth! And human nature is evil. There's no love, no good in human beings. So I guess Colin Kaepernick taking the knee thing didn't work. So thank you, Colin, for taking a knee, buddy. Useless thinking. Useless thought. Amazing, huh? Have you ever paid attention to the useless thoughts that you're having? And your thoughts are not your own. They're not from the spirit, the truth, the reality that created you. They are from your father, evil. You and your father, evil, are the same because you refuse to give them up. You think what you believe is true, and you react, and you give it life, and you are excited because you call death life. You had a thrill. All my life I've been amazing. It's made me doubt every single time, cause the devil made a home inside my head. The devil has made a home inside of your head. And the cops because now think they need to be soft on crime, soft on evil. And evil is celebrating that idea. It's like, yes, be soft on evil. Don't shine any light on darkness. 888-77-5373. It's Friday. Get it off your chest today. I got to take a quick break, and I'll be right back. I recommend you get a copy of my book, From Rage to Responsibility. I write about how the spirit of anger was taken away from me 29 years ago. I forgave my mother, who tried to turn me away from my father, and I returned to my father, and through him, my father on earth, and through him, I was able to return to God. No man or woman can return to God unless you go through the Son. And men are sons of God. They may be weak, pathetic examples of it, but it's the spiritual order of life. God in Christ, Christ in man, man over woman, woman over children. So get from race to responsibility. I write about that. Go to my website, rebuildingtheman.com, for an autographed copy, or call 800-411-BOND. And donate to my nonprofit, Bond, the Brotherhood Organization of a New Destiny. We are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. Life is like a song. It ends at the end of the song. Amazing. So, announcement number one. The American Anchor Baby is coming up at 9 a.m. this morning. It's Friday. 9 a.m. No Hake Report, of course. But as you can see, he's working his way back to Seth again. So the American Anchor Baby at 9, from 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific time. And he is on fire. And then at 11 a.m. today is Friday, a brand new episode of the Fallen State.tv. The Fallen State.tv. I had an interesting, fun, but interesting discussion with Jason Scoop. And Jason is a stand-up comedian. And he is a Donald Trump, besides others, but he's a Donald Trump impersonator.
Next time on The Fallen State.
Is it harder being a comedian now or easier for you?
I'm there to please them, but on my own terms.
Right.
But I like fool the dumb liberals through their humor.
Right on. Are you afraid of the blacks?
In terms of comedy, I like black crowds. If they like you, they'll start running around the room doing backflips and stuff.
Black people are something else. Jesus died on the cross for you?
Yes.
What the... Very, very interesting, and a funny guy, too, especially when he is impersonating the great white hope, Donald Trump. And you can support the Fallen State by becoming a member there on the YouTube channel or Jesse Lee Peterson.com/local. I forgot what it is. Let me see. Okay, thank you. JesseLeePeterson.locals.com. All right, I do appreciate it. And Sunday Morning Fellowship for all. Doors open at 10:30, and meeting starts at 11 a.m. And if you can't be there in person, you can watch it as it is happening by going to rebuildingtheman.com/church. rebuildingtheman.com/church. And don't forget to support us, all right? I appreciate it. And then like the videos. Like the videos. Amazing. 888-775-3773. Let me go to Niger, out of California. Niger, you are on the air.
Mr. Jesse, good to talk to you again, sir.
Thank you.
Hey, so I just like I was telling your guy there, I was wondering with a relationship or any sort, like, do you recommend speaking to someone, or do you recommend just like letting them know what your plan is? Like, is like, you know how you forgive your mom,
right? So you, I'm sorry, Nigel, your question is what?
Okay, so let's say you're in a relationship with a woman, right?
Yes.
And you're thinking about, you know, departing, breaking up, whatever you want to call it. You know, you're just, you're done. And you're wondering, more, my question is, sorry, if I'm planning to leave, should it be a conversation, or should it be more of like a statement and then a follow through? Hey, this is what I plan to do, and just here to let you know.
What's the difference between a conversation and a just saying it with a follow through? What's the difference?
I guess there's more of like a negotiation with a conversation. Like, you're more open to a suggestion from the other person, different, you know, methods of working something out. Like, you know, you say doubt every thought.
Right.
So I'm just wondering
if you're going to break up with them, you're done. There is no negotiation necessary. And if you're able to communicate with the person, you should go to her and tell her, hey, I'm done with this. And I wish you well. Goodbye.
Mm-hmm. And if they're sitting there hooting and hollering and doing all that, you don't pay attention to it. You just stay in your frame and
if they're carrying on about it, mad or crying and carrying on, you just know that they're doing that to control you, to get you to do what they want you to do. And they don't care that you're ready to leave. They just want what they want, and they're using noise, tears, and all that to try to control you.
Yeah,
and it's not real.
Yeah, and I think I could have been deep into that a little bit, and to the point where I almost convinced myself I was being manipulative just by saying, hey, I can't tolerate this. You know, because you would get responses like, you know, you're giving up on us. You know, you don't love me. If you did, you would never say something. I'm like, yeah, I don't love you. That's why I'm leaving. Are you stupid? I mean, what do you want me to say?
One of the worst
there's a reason I'm leaving, you know? So
one of the worst things that human beings can do, and one of the greatest mistakes, but not the only great mistake, is to try to make a relationship work. You're not
to make it work.
You're not supposed to put one iota of effort into making trying to make a relationship work. If it's not working naturally, it's not meant to be, and you should walk away from it. If you got to make it work, it ain't gonna never work. You'll spend the rest of your life fighting, being weak, giving, crying, and carrying on, trying to make something work that is not meant to work.
Yeah, you know, Jesse,
in friendships, dating, marriage, parents, whatever. You're not supposed to try to make anything work. It doesn't work when you put effort into it.
Okay, so this is what I tried to communicate. I did try to say, like, hey, you know, there are sacrifices that people make within a easygoing relationship, but if there's, like, core incompatibility, there's not a whole lot you can do. Like,
what type of sacrifice you make in a relationship? What do you mean?
Nah, I mean, I don't want to call it, like, a sacrifice, but, you know, you show up to places that people want you to show up to. You might not necessarily have the, you know, a massive interest, but you show a willingness to adapt in, you know, comfortable ways for you. You know, you're not...
Why would you do that?
No, but, like, it's like a... I don't know. Why would I do that? I guess just to... I don't know. You know, you feel like you're bringing someone into your hobbies, you know, if they show willingness and a desire, you know, there are things that she might do that I say, you know, I would be interested in learning more about that.
Even if you didn't want to, you're doing it for her?
I guess not. I guess saying I don't want to is more like saying it's breaking my routine. I don't have like an innate desire the same way she does. Like, you know, you're motivated to do something because you keep doing it. I don't feel that way the first time I do it.
Now you sound like you're saying that I could be, I'm black and slow, so I could be reading it wrong.
I'm black and slow, too. It's all good.
You're saying that you do things for her that you don't really want to, but you do it because that's what she wants? Or you go places or you do this because of what she wants you to do?
To an extent, I would say to an extent, yeah, there's that factor in there.
That's what you're saying? Sure.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Why would you do that?
I don't want to beat around the bush.
Why would you do that?
I guess to please her ego and mine at the end of the day. I mean, I know you've theorized a lot about this, and I would say that's the reason.
And so where does that get you, trying to please your ego and her? Look what's happening. The relationship is not working because you're trying to please the ego. Evil.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, and I told her, I said, you know, you can do you, I can do me. There are certain sacrifices that I think kind of we naturally make, but if you're saying that that's not even
what's a natural sacrifice?
No, I'm just saying like, hey, I'd like if someone says, hey, I'd really like you to come with me somewhere, like I'd like you to be there with me, and you just say, oh, okay, it's you know, I'm doing this not because I want to, I'm doing this because you've asked me to.
And
does
that's
that
your problem, because if they get you to do the one thing because you asked them to, they're going to have another request, and you'll find yourself doing a lot of things because they asked, and you won't be happy. And then when you don't want to do it, all hell going to break loose from her. Why not be yourself?
No, yeah, that's true. That's what I'm working on, man. And
why
I'll
not,
honest,
though?
Yeah.
Why you're not being yourself?
Why not? Why not right now? Yeah, I guess just mentally weak, living in my ego, living in my head, thinking, you know, if I am selfish, then, you know, I won't be as, like, almost like love's got to be earned in a sense.
I don't even understand that.
Okay, so I knew you weren't, man. You're like not like this. You know, this is like a whole new generation speaking to you. So sorry. It's this kind of thought process behind love and relationships, you know, whether it's a work relationship, personal, where you have this self-belief that you have to, in a way, earn the love or approval of others through doing things that they enjoy doing.
But why are you going along with
each other's ego?
Why are you going along with useless thoughts? You can't earn anyone respect. You can't earn anyone love because human beings don't have love, and then there's no one there to respect. What's wrong with you? Why are you not doing the silent prayer?
I know. I'm messing up. No, for real.
Why are you not doing the silent prayer?
Fear.
Of what?
Fear. Just the thoughts, like the way I feel like Satan kind of attacks me when I'm alone. You know?
So you don't do the silent prayer because you're afraid of thoughts?
No, not necessarily. I think what I'm more so saying, it's my fault that I'm not doing the silent prayer, obviously.
But why are you not doing it? Because look how you sound crazy. Why are you not doing the silent prayer? Why? Tell me why.
Okay, but I just want to be clear. Do you say like I sound crazy or I sounded crazy? I'm sorry.
All these useless things that you just said with your this lady and the way you're seeing things, you're in the darkness trying to figure out how to live, and you refuse to stay in the light by doing the prayer and staying present. Why is that? Because I know now, and you're not the only one, I know so many people who start out, they go and forgive. They do the silent prayer, and life starts to work for them, and then they stop, and they end back up in hell that they were trying to leave, and it's worse than what they left. Why are you not doing the silent prayer?
I think kind of like you've told a lot of people, I'm addicted to the thrill. I think I'm not, but it's like better than being alone and working on myself. In my own head, in my own ego, you know, it pleases the ego, but destroys the spirit. And I've been kind of in that headspace where, I'm not working on myself. You know, it's harder to see myself for what I am than to just keep lying to myself.
And so
pleasing other people's egos and then hoping they'll please mine and then getting angry and this whole thing.
Amazing.
So
So you love the darkness and hate the light, and the light cannot and will not help you if you don't follow the law of the light. And the law of the light says you got to stay present, be at all time with the light, so the light can help you.
I think I've either convinced myself or the darkness within me has convinced myself, or, you know, has convinced me that it's not possible, I'm incapable, or maybe undeserving. So I've been kind of steering away, thinking that I'm going to fall back into it anyway, so I might as well try to learn to live in here. And obviously, I've never, because it's impossible.
And when you say convince myself, what self are you convincing?
Yeah, see, I mean, it's a trap, so I don't even know. I can't even answer that. I know, and I can't even answer that because I don't know. I don't know. I mean, to know who I am is just, you know, I can't answer that if I don't know who I am. You know what I mean? And I don't, when I say me, I just mean the version of myself that I want to be. You know, that version keeps getting pulled in different directions. That's the me that I guess I'm trying to reference.
And what version, quote unquote, of yourself that you want to be?
Mm-hmm. Child of God, man. Someone who's present. And if you want
that, how will you return to the Father to become a child of God if you're not doing what he's telling you to do? To love God with all your heart, soul, and might before and anybody or anything, and you can't even love him along with anyone else. If you don't obey his law, how will you that ever happen?
It won't. It won't happen. So that's what I have to do.
Yeah.
I'm trying to get strong, and that's the lie. Like, you have to be strong. It's like I'm not in the light, you know, and I'm trying to find my way. And it's almost like I can't even, it's sad, but it's like I've lied to myself for so long that I almost feel like I can't feel the light, if that makes any sense at all. I feel like I need more fellowship. I need to definitely do the silent prayer, but you know, I've got a lot of people. I'm not blaming them, by the way, Jesse. I'm just, you know, trying to give you an idea here.
Right.
I've got a lot of people that are, it's my fault. I take that off the table already. But, you know, I've got a lot of people around me that don't live in the word and don't fellowship and have a lot of anger and are kind of like me, you know, in a lot of ways. And it's not helping me at all. And that's why when I find myself trapped in these, you know, I don't have a great relationship with my family, not to go into a rabbit hole, but that just gives you an idea of why I don't really have support from certain individuals.
But there's no support that they can give you. All your help will come from within. Human being can't help you.
But it's like, you know, being around the wrong people. You know, you don't want to pick up other habits from other people. You know?
You're around them. And I heard you say you're not blaming, but it's your fault that you're around them.
It is. Yeah, it is. It is. And so I'm trying to, like, make sure if I make this decision and, like, I do leave, that it's not, like, something that I don't want to get roped back into it. Because, dude, I've left before, and she's traveled 3,000 miles, man, and knocked on my front door and said, you know, I want to be with Satan. Came to my front door and said, I want to be with you no matter what.
And you said, okay, Satan, come on in.
Yeah, and she said, I have nowhere to go. I need to spend the night with you. And you didn't have sex. I refused to have sex. And
you said, come on in, Satan, instead of go back and sleep in your car. I didn't tell you to come here. What? But anyway, I got to run, Nigel. You just suffer until you're ready to enjoy your thrills and your hell until you're ready to. Suffering because you know what to do. You're just not ready yet.
Man, when I was living, I know you got to go, man. When I was living right, I'm telling you this, to anybody listening, stay in the freaking silent prayer like Jesse's saying, man, because I'm an example. I'm a very good example of not doing that. I used to tell people suffer and die, and I'm suffering right now. So anybody listening,
you had a glimpse of heaven, and you decide, you know what? I don't want heaven. I want my hell. And you went back into it. And when you go back into hell, the demons bring all his other demons, and it's way worse than what you're leaving or left for a minute. But you know what to do, Nigel. When you're ready, do it. If not, just suffer and cry.
Dude, man, I got to come to one of your church services. You're the best, man.
What a mess.
What a mess.
All right, man, I got to run, but I wish you well.
Thank you, sir. Likewise. Okay. God bless.
Your turn.
All right.
888-77-5377. It's amazing to me that you could be in the light for a second and then go back into the darkness. It's mind-blowing. Let me go to Jerome out of New Jersey. Jerome, you are on the air.
Hey, Jesse.
Hey,
Happy
Jerome.
Friday, how are you?
All is well.
Yeah, yeah. So I wanted to know, what's your opinion on the Lindsey Clancy case so far? I know they're still in deliberations.
Right.
You know, they haven't finally decided on a guilty
come back,
or not.
Come a little closer to your phone, Jerome. Speak right into it.
Oh, okay. Can you hear me now?
Yes, just think. You're not on a Bluetooth or anything, right?
No, I'm right up to the phone.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, but I know the Lindsey Clancy case. They haven't finally gotten to a guilty or a not guilty verdict,
right?
As of yet, and I just want to know, like, what your opinion on the case is.
Right now, I don't have one. I'm waiting to see because I don't know exactly what's going on. And they are now saying that there's one person on the juror that I guess can't make a decision they don't know what's going on. So I don't know until this all ends. It's going to be interesting though to see what happens in the end.
Okay.
What's yours?
Okay. Oh no! What the only reason I had asked that because I did see a video where you had said. You know, something about, you know, she killed her kids. What more evidence do you need?
Right.
And, yeah, so
that's
I'm
why
like,
I'm waiting
okay.
to see, because according to the report, she admitted to killing the man's children and then jumping out the window. And so, okay, she admitted it. What decision do you have to make other than lock her up?
Yeah, And I guess that's where my opinion comes. I mean, not opinion, but just, I guess, thoughts on it so far come in right now, because she did admit to doing it, you know, just killing the kids. But, I mean, I think it's a little deeper or maybe a little more nuanced, because if this woman was truly going through some level of psychosis, that it's not as simple as just she killed her kids, send her to jail.
Why like, not? She was crazy and she killed the kid. Lock her up, and if you want to give her a treatment, treat her in jail.
Yeah, but is jail the best thing for her right now?
Yes, sir, because if they leave her out, you don't know what the heifer may do again.
Well, I'm not saying just to set her free and let her roam around the streets again, but...
But lock her up and contain her.
But jail is only going to make her worse, though. It's not going to rehabilitate her the way people think.
Why can't they treat her in jail and rehabilitate her while she's locked up?
That never happens. Unfortunately, in jail, you don't get the treatment that people think. Jail only makes people worse.
Jail does not make you worse.
But we see the
hold
terrible
on a minute.
Conditions.
You're on Keyhole?
Yes.
Let me take a quick break. This hour's going by. We're going to move calls when I come back. Hate news, not the fake news. Back in a moment.
From rage to responsibility. I write about how the spirit of anger was taken away from me 29 years ago. I forgave my mother who tried to turn me away from my father. And I returned to my father. And through him, my father on earth, and through him, I was able to return to God. No man or woman can return to God unless you go through the Son. And men are sons of God. They may be weak, pathetic examples of it, but it's the spiritual order of life. God in Christ, Christ in man over woman, woman over children. So get From Race to Responsibility. I write about that. Go to my website, rebuildingtheman.com, for an autographed copy, or call 800-411-BOND. And donate to my nonprofit, Bond, the Brotherhood Organization of a New Destiny. We are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man.
The long, long Labor Day communist holiday, so-called unholy day, unholiday weekend is nearly here. And in the news today, J.D. Vance, according to far-left extremist AP, says the Iran fight isn't a quote-unquote war. Nice. Two trapped workers rescued from a tunnel over in, like, Nepal, right? 9 days after those Nepal floods, which also hit China. And the AP has a European security correspondent, and they went into Europe's biggest civil defense exercise since the end of World War II. Nice. Whatever. And nice. This is the end of hour one of the J.S. Lee Peterson Show. It is Express Yourself Friday. Get it off your chest day. Hang on, callers, Jerome, and everyone else who is on hold to get on air, back on air with JLP in Jerome's case. And Jesse Lee will be right back to your calls. There's one line open. You, if you haven't already gotten on air, then you can call in to the Jesse Lee Peterson Show today, right now, to get on hold, to get on air with JLP in the second and or third hours of today's show. Nice. Sweet. Okay, so, nice. It's Friday, September 4th, AD 2026, in case I didn't mention that, all right? Vance says the Iran fight isn't a quote-unquote war, as Trump is trying to negotiate an unpopular conflict with the election being close. The election is coming close, right? The midterms, I guess. I wouldn't call it a war, Vice President J.D. Vance stated yesterday, Thursday, after being asked whether the fight could end before voters cast their ballots in November. Right now, there is no active shooting, he said. J.D. Vance's assertion came even as Iran fired at the U.S. Gulf ally Kuwait on Thursday, as they continued to retaliate for rounds of U.S. strikes on Iran, or Iran. Earlier this week, J.D. Vance's attempt to minimize the intensity of the fighting illuminates the difficult task, according to them, right? They're calling it him trying to minimize. Illuminates the difficult task at hand for our greatest president, Trump, and his administration as he tries to persuade American voters to keep Republicans in control of Congress. Because you don't want hell breaking loose with these Democrats. I know the Republicans are lamos. Vote for the lamos. Vote for them. No endorsement implied. That's what he's saying. I don't endorse either way, right? I guess. Anyway, this comes as the unpopular conflict, they call it, one the White House said at the outset would last a matter of weeks, has driven up gas prices and left consumers grappling with higher inflation. What a mess. Two trapped workers were rescued from a hydropower tunnel 9 days after the Nepal floods. One of the survivors was in critical condition, probably still is, don't know. According to a statement from the Prime Minister's office, both men flown to a hospital in Kathmandu, K-A-T-H-M-A-N-D-U. Pardon me butchering the name. I didn't look it up. I am remiss. And one of those rescued said more people are alive inside that tunnel, according to an Army spokesman, Brigadier General Raja Ram Basnet. Again, pardon me if I'm butchering the name. It raises hope of reaching dozens of others believed trapped. All right? I can't explain what we are feeling at the moment. We are just grateful to God, said Amir Maharjan, brother of one of the people rescued, telling AP. Wow. And there's a civil defense shelter in the Finnish city of Kuopio. More than 2,000 people, including volunteers and students, took part at this biggest civil defense exercise in Finland and Europe since the end of World War II. Interesting. The scenario with cyber attacks disrupted water and power. It's a fake scenario, okay? They're just practicing. While missile strikes from neighboring Russia remain a threat. So they went and did it. Spend the night in the bunker and stuff like that. Fun, huh? Anyway, I'm James Hake. Now back to the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. And your calls, hour two.
to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning and hi, y'all. You can get involved by calling 888-775-3773-888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. And my biblical question, is there a difference between the God of the Old Testament and the God of the New Testament? Is there a difference between the God of the Old Testament and the God of the New Testament? We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on JesseLeePeterson.com/show, JesseLeePeterson.com/show. And if you're running around doing whatever it is you're doing, you can still listen to the show as it is happening on your phone by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131, 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go buy me a coffee. buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bon JLP Cash App. Bon JLP Cash App. It's Friday. It is Get It Off Your Chest Friday. It is Express Yourself Friday.
You, Tom, like a mug.
You need to go and get yourself bleached, because everything you say about black people and you're sitting up there looking like a tar baby.
It might sound like a semantics argument, but he's a gray alien.
I wonder if he's been smoking pot.
I need some peace and quiet.
It's a staggering sight. A horde of hundreds of teens swarming this Aurora shopping center.
A man viciously beaten in the middle of traffic, and his attackers appear to be just children.
What no way my life could possibly get any worse.
This is the moment a bolt of lightning strikes a man on New York's Staten Island.
I feel like God is laughing at me.
Detroit Public Schools taking a big swing at its attendance problem by paying students to show up.
This is as bad as it gets. Right?
The Pope kissing a dead skull. What the?
Oh my God, what is that? Oh my God! What is that?
He's kissing the desk. Oh, what the? What's wrong with the Pope? I have a guest coming up here in a minute, but I want to go to and to the callers. I'm going to get to all of your calls. This guest is coming up here in a minute. I don't have his name yet. I'm going to have to ask him today. I just met him last night at the men's forum, and his story was compelling. And so I asked him to come on for a minute this morning. But I want to go back to Jerome. I was looking for a new updated package. I don't have his name, but I'll ask him. I want to go back to Jerome concerning Lindsay Clancy case. They have not, so far, the jury have not decided what they want to do with her. And according to all the report, she admitted that she killed this man 3 children. She admitted it. And they say she's crazy. Psychosis, which is mental illness. And so my thing is, and again, I'm waiting to see how this thing turned out, but if she admitted that she killed the children and she's crazy, lock her up. And Jerome was saying that locking someone, and Jerome, if I'm quoting you wrong, you can correct me. Jerome is saying locking her up make her worse, that jail make people worse. And Jerome, am I right that you said that?
Yeah, that's exactly right. And that's why
does locking someone up make them worse?
When you go into jail, it's not a place for rehabilitation and making you better. I mean, you're talking about very bad situations that people are living in. Talking about gang violence, getting beat up, possibly sexually assaulted, guards, you know, beating you and tying you down. There's nothing good about jail, and nobody that goes in comes out and says, hey, I'm a productive member of society now. I know most of the time they go back in.
But jail is not supposed to make you better. It's not supposed to make you better. Jail is to lock you up. Jail is to lock you up because you committed a crime. It's not a place that, and it's up to you to get better while you're in jail. It's not the responsibility. When I become the head, the president, I'm going to turn the jail back into the chain gang days where the prisons had to work on the road.
Well, there's a reason that they ended that, Jesse, so that's not a smart idea.
What do you mean? What's the reason?
Because this is like slave labor. No, you don't do that.
Well, you're supposed to get labor, free labor, when you're in jail.
Crime. No, there's not no slave labor, Jesse. You don't have the right to have
free labor.
No, they're working. You have to pay them. You can't get free labor.
You're paying them by locking them up so they have rent free, and then you feed them bread and water, and they have food free.
No, that's not payment. That's just keeping somebody alive. Those are concessions. That's not payment.
That is payment.
No, it's not. I mean, if you want to start changing,
free food is not payment?
No.
How come free food is not payment?
Jesse, you playing the game like you do always, and you know, feeding somebody is not paying them. Jesse, stop.
Why not?
Let's not.
Why not?
Let's not. No, you're being dumb, Jesse, and I'm not trying to insult you.
You're right. No. You're right. I'm black and slow. Why feeding them for working is not payment?
Can we go back to the Lindsey Clancy thing?
No, just answer that one question. Then yes,
payment is money. Not food.
But not in prison. You get paid for a free lockup, no rent, and then rent money, and then you work on the road,
that's not payment.
And then you get paid by feeding you.
Because you went to jail.
What?
They're not giving you, you're not staying, they're not housing you, you're in jail. That's the reason that you're staying there, not because they're giving you free housing.
But jail is not a house?
It's the big house, if that's what you want to call it, but it's not payment.
I'm asking you, when you're living in jail, you're not living in a house?
It's not a house. No, it's a jail.
But it's a jail. It covers you up like a house, your home, right?
I don't know what game you're trying to play, Jesse.
I'm not trying to play a game. Common sense says, if this lady, if it's true, and she said that it's true, she killed this man's children. And she should be locked up. And if you want to medically treat her for being crazy, then you can do it locked up in jail. What's wrong with that?
Because the woman she has psychosis. She needs to be treated.
But
not
all
locked
people
up.
Who commit crime have psychosis. They're crazy. That's why they're committing a crime.
No, it's not. Jesse, everybody doesn't have that. This woman does.
Well, what caused people to commit crime then if it's not craziness?
I can't have this existential conversation with you on why people do bad things and why other people don't.
I can tell you why they're crazy.
And this specific situation, this woman is medically psychotic. She needs to be treated. Maybe if you don't send her to jail, send her to a loony bin. Send her to a mental facility where she's locked up around other people that had that. But don't send her to jail. I mean, this is the reason why the case is being held up now. What, and it's just speculation. I'm not putting my stuff up. It's just speculation from right. what the attorney said.
Yeah.
It sounds like 11 people are saying not guilty, and only one is saying guilty. Everybody can see that this woman needs to be found not guilty.
But how are you going to find someone not guilty who admitted to killing the man's three children and jumping out a window? How are you going to find her not guilty if she admitted to doing it?
But because that's
how
not
is that?
What the case is. A case is, we everybody can see that. She did it. She admitted it. Nobody's
so
saying what, that she did
so
not
so how
it.
Are you going to find her not guilty if she admitted to doing it?
Because guilty is not whether you did it or not. Guilty is the circumstances of the situation.
No,
and
guilty is that you do it
no,
and it
guilty,
wasn't self-defense.
No, if that was the case, then she would have been in jail already. If that was the case, then we wouldn't have criminal trials. We would just send people to jail anytime they admitted something. But that's not the way the world works.
No, you send them to jail when it's proved that they committed a crime.
I don't know if I'm... It just sounds like maybe you don't... You have a personal vendetta against this woman and you just want to see her locked
up. I don't
up.
Even know her. I don't care either way. I just think if she... I know common sense say... She said, "Yes, I killed this man three children, and then I jumped out the window to try to kill myself. I am crazy." Then lock her up, and if you want to treat her in jail. What's the difference?
But they can't, that never happens. So this is the point that I'm trying to explain to you that you're just not getting.
Because people, it's not the responsibility of the jail to treat you medically.
So why do you keep on saying to treat her in jail? But then when I say that, you said it's
they
not
shouldn't even treat her, period.
Oh, okay. So you just want to see this woman get even worse.
I don't care. It's not my issue. That's her. This is the life that she want. She did what she want to do. She has the life that she want. It's not my concern at all. Lock her up. She is creating the life that she want.
That's terrible. That's terrible that you say stuff like that.
Why?
Because, I mean, okay, she did it. It was.
Why is that terrible?
It happened. She did the thing. She killed the kids.
Right.
I get it. But that's not to say that she wants the life that she wants is to spend. I mean, I'm guessing.
Then why is she doing
guilty.
It then?
Well, she's not doing it. She did it.
Why
it
is she
doing
it? And now the result of what she did is she got to go to jail or should go to jail. She is creating the life that she wants. Who am I to judge her for that?
So you wouldn't be happy if they sent her to a mental facility. That's not good enough for you.
She, according to the law of the land, she committed murder, and she should be locked up.
Well, you can't say that yet. She hasn't been, it could be second
said,
degree.
Well, she admitted that she did it.
No, she admitted that she killed them. Murder is a charge. You don't know if it's murder or manslaughter, second degree, third degree, first degree.
According to what she reported, and according to the report, she took some rope
that.
Or something and choked the kids out.
Okay, and she killed them, but murder is different than killing. I'm not
so
sure if it's
killing
murder or manslaughter.
Killing three kids with a rope, that's not murdering? She took an exercise ban. That's not murder?
She hasn't been sentenced yet, Jesse.
I know that, but I'm asking you that murder.
You, no, you can't say that.
Why? That's not murder.
It could be manslaughter.
What?
It could be manslaughter. You don't know what the charge is going to be. You don't know what her sentence is going
to
be.
I'm not even referring to that. But she took.
You have to be. It's a criminal trial, Jesse.
But she took an exercise ban, according to the report, and what she said. And she choked this man, three children, to death. And then they say that she even sent him off to the store for some lunch or something. I forgot what. So that she would have time to do what she did. It was planned out.
Okay. And I honestly, I've heard all the facts of the trial. And I'm nobody's saying that this woman is sane or, you know, she should be allowed or anybody should be allowed to kill their children. Nobody's saying that. It's just saying that, again, cases have nuance. And just to say, well, throw this woman up and, yeah, I mean, lock this woman up and throw the way a key, that's not really the way to handle something.
Why not?
I mean, you have
Why
to.
Why not?
Because it never works, Jesse. It never works.
Well, it worked for the lawmakers.
Who are they? They didn't make these laws. What are you talking about?
It does work. It worked for the one that's trying to keep order on the land for people who are not keeping the laws of on their heart. But, Jerome, let me ask this fast, and then I got to run. I have my guess. If this woman had killed your children and according to the report, sent you off to the store somewhere, and while you were at the market, she decided to kill your children and then jump out of the window and kill herself, and they say that the man even called her from the store and she didn't answer. After she's done what she did, she finally returned his call, so it was a plan. Would you be okay with her not going to prison if she killed your children?
I'm not a father.
No, I know, but if you had children and she's done that, you'd be okay with that?
Again, I don't do ifs because I...
Oh, Lord, you're trying to sound like me now. You're doing an if with this
mess? No, I don't. I mean, what's the purpose
of
doing that?
Thank you, Jerome. Jerome, call me again. My guest is here. I got so many calls waiting. Call me again, all right?
All right.
All right, buddy. 888-7753-773. Last night, we had the men's forum, and every first Thursday night is for men only, and then Thursday night for ladies. And for the first time, a young man by the name of Brandon came to the forum, and Brandon is from South Africa, Mommy Africa, and he, in my opinion, he gave a compelling testimony about what it was like living in South Africa and what it's like now. And so I invited him on to talk about that for a few minutes here, and you're going to be hearing more from him, but I really want you to hear from an eyewitness, according to Brandon, of what happened and what is happening in South Africa. He's now living in the United States, here in California. Brandon, thank you for coming on. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Good morning, Jesse.
Hey, buddy. Your testimony about South Africa last night was amazing because you are a witness to it. It's not like secondhand knowledge. So let me ask, you were born and raised in South Africa, right?
Yes, sir. I was born in Durban on the East Coast, and my family eventually moved further inland. And I grew up partly in a little town called Middelburg, and then eventually moved to Pretoria after my mom remarried. And grew up a little bit in Johannesburg, Kempton Park, to be specific. So yeah, I got to see quite a lot of the country.
And when you were born and been growing up in South Africa, what was it like growing up there?
As a child in the 1980s, it was very different. Things were a lot more safe. You know, how people lived back then, it wasn't like it is today. Public safety was, how to describe it? We didn't have razor wire on fences and electrical wire everywhere trying to, you know, keep people from home invading. Carjacking was something you never heard of back then. It was completely different to how it is today.
And during that period, this is when South Africa was pretty much in control of the whites?
Yes. Back then, the first president I can remember was Pukwuta. I think he was probably the last good president South Africa had at the time. And there was a lot going on back then. It was an interesting time. As I told you last night, I didn't realize at the time, I didn't have anything else to compare it to, but I think that my earliest memories of having the South African police visit us at schools, and, you know, we'd have these assemblies and they'd be explaining what things you don't touch if you see them out in public. And the things I'm talking about were explosive devices. You know, so that was something else. I mean, for us, it was normal. Okay, don't touch Olympic mines. And they'd have charts right. with outlines of what they looked like. And, you know, when I explain that to friends here, they just think I'm absolutely nuts.
And so then what happened and what kind of change that you saw during that time and now in South Africa? What happened? What happened? It went from light to dark. What happened?
Oh, that's a loaded question. Goodness, it seemed to change so quickly. It didn't seem like there was much forethought in how things would roll out. And, right. You know, honestly, the whole question of what would it be like if we just focused more on public safety and, you know, the police had completely changed during that time. I mean, it just like almost overnight, you had more safety. There was, it's so hard to really describe. I think I'm struggling to do that because, you know, at the time I'm just having a hard time trying to describe it.
You said last night that at some point, the blacks took over and the whites had to leave, and you know they left Johannesburg, I believe, and the blacks took over South Africa, and as a result, and that is true, right?
There are cities, specifically like Johannesburg, yeah. that you look at pictures of them in the 1980s. It was completely different to how it is today.
In what way was it 1980? In short, what did it look like? What was it in 1980?
I mean, there's so much decay. Roads are just completely destroyed. You know, buildings are dilapidated. Public safety. You don't go down there just by yourself.
Is it 1980 or after?
Oh, no.
What did it look like in 1980?
It looked clean. It looked like everything was how it's meant to look. It just was not like it is today. Not even a little bit.
And then what year did the blacks take over? Nelson Mandela and all those people, what year did they take over?
I believe that was in 94.
And then in 94, from 94 to now, it looked like what?
It started to change. You know, they're notorious for knowing, for stealing money, taking money and public funds, things that were set aside for basic maintenance. You know, that happened over years. They would always complain about this gravy train theory that anybody in politics was stealing money and taking money and talking about this gravy train thing, but quickly reverts to doing the same thing and then saying, oh, well, there's no money to fix broken roads or, you know, to continue public services the way that they were before. You look at just the infrastructure in cities today, it's all decayed and breaking down. And it's you have these constant loss of power and load shedding, et cetera. It's really terrible.
And you spoke about, last night, you spoke about how bad the crime is now there in Johannesburg and some other area. And you talked about your, I guess, family members murdered or something. Tell us about that.
Mm-hmm. I had a cousin that she was running a store, well, I think for her dad, and my mom's second cousin. And one day she was locking up, and unfortunately somebody held her up, and he shot her in the head. And took her cell phone and probably the equivalent of like less than $5 just for that. Life is really cheap to criminals there. My other cousin was my dad's brother's daughter, was stabbed in the head with a screwdriver just for her car. And a close family friend who was like an uncle to me, he was a farmer, I think in the Eastern Cape, and they took him at gunpoint and beat him senseless. They couldn't identify him. He was so swollen from the beating. And, he had died, and they just kept him in the back of what we called a bucky, which is a truck, like a pickup truck. And you know, when the police caught up with them and they asked them, like, why did you kill him? They said, well, just because we wanted the truck. And then why didn't you just take the truck? What was the purpose of killing him?
Amazing. And these are black people in Africa, South Africa, doing this to the whites, right?
Yes, that's correct.
Amazing. You mentioned that you put your life at risk if you're white to even go into Johannesburg for any reason.
Yeah, I think you've got to be situationally aware no matter where you are there, unfortunately. So the way I can describe it is from growing up in the 1980s, I was a kid, so, you know, everything that I experienced became normal to me. But as an adult living here in the United States, I've been here for about 26 years, and thinking back to that time, even to myself now as an adult, it's hard to really recall that in the sense of, right. Wow, is that supposed to be normal? No, it wasn't. So I know for probably other South Africans I've spoken to, a lot of them have said, yeah, you know, they didn't realize they really had this post-traumatic stress disorder. And it really plays badly as you grow up. You just, the way you interact with people, you're always sort of on guard. At least it was for me. You know, there's some people have counseling for that, from what I hear about war veterans that come back.
His camera, his video froze. Okay. So once the blacks took over South Africa, parts of South Africa, did you say that it became like a socialist area now? Socialist, whatever. Did you mean socialist?
Yes. The way things work today is there are very few that are really contributing to what government charging taxes there. Now you've got something called, I think it's called BBE. Now, granted, I haven't lived there for a while.
Right.
But, you know, you can look at this. It's publicly available. Companies have to have a 51% black-owned or black-run control of the company. I think it's if it's more than 50 employees or something like that, it has to be that way. They completely rewrote the Constitution. Some elements remain, but it was all written in favor of black only.
And when they shout death to the Boer, you have the black government, I believe, members of the black government shouting death to the Boer, meaning death to white people, right?
Boer is a term used as farmer. That's the translation of the word. But you could probably carry that over to most whites. But it generally is the ones that are producing.
Right.
You know, if you want a great example of how things will turn out one day, you just take a good look at Zimbabwe. And Zimbabwe, formerly known as Rhodesia.
Right.
So, yeah. Didn't work out too well for them there.
Amazing. And right. So, it's like kill the Boer, something like that. I remember we played a video of members of the South African, black South African government chanting, kill the Boer, kill the Boer. That means kill white people, and meaning farmers, right?
Yeah, kill the Boer, kill the farmer.
Amazing.
You know, a lot of us share the same lineage. So we have Dutch descendants, French, German, a lot of mixed European. But, you know, that just became came the slogan, like, just get rid of the whites. It's not a problem.
What are the white people doing about this? Are they just sitting back? And I know a lot of them left and went to the farmland. And even at the farmland, when I've interviewed other people and seen report, they have security guards. They have barbed wires around their home. They have bars around their windows. Is it really that bad?
Yeah, it's bad and worse. I mean, you still have smaller communities. Most.
Let me take a quick break. When I come back, I want you to tell me the worst, and then we're going to have to continue this at another time. Hold on for me, all right?
Yeah.
Okay. Back in a moment, folks.
Thank you.
we have a counseling service, and I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy. They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingdemand.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven. Okay, welcome back. Check out our merch. We have amazing merch. We have a 200. We are celebrating 250 years of America, and I am on a silver coin. Watch this. Hi, I'm Jesse Lee Peterson. 2026 marks 250 years of America. Hi, I'm Jesse Lee Peterson. 2026 marks 250 years of America. Stop they it. Have put stop my it. Face on it. This beautiful. I want to go back to my guest.
That one is good.
What?
That one is fine.
This is short one?
Yeah.
This is new one?
Yes.
This is the new one?
Correct.
Oh, my bad. I thought it looked like the old one.
Okay.
This is the one you showed me, hey?
Yeah, I showed you two. That's one of the two.
Okay. My bad.
Let's do it.
You black. Hi, I'm Jesse Lee Peterson. 2026 marks 250 years of America. And they have put my face on this beautiful silver coin to commemorate this occasion. That's amazing. Call 800-411-2663. That's 800-411-BOND. Grab yours now before they are gone. Amazing. Get them now because they are going fast. And you're nothing wrong with, you know, you invest in silver and gold, you can't go wrong, right? And then we have the books, the coffee, the mugs, and T-shirts and all that. And when you purchase our merch, you're helping us to help others because every dime we get goes back into doing the work here. So thank you in advance. Go to rebuild, jessaleepeterson.shop. Or call 800-411-2663, 800-411-BOND. I want to go quickly back to my guest, Brandon, and he's from South Africa. He was at the Men Forum last night and gave a testimony about what it was like living in South Africa. What a mess, huh? Brandon, you seem a little reluctant this morning than you did last night. Is it because you're on camera?
No, I think it's one of those things where you know, I still have family back there. So, you know, in my mind, I'm thinking I've got to be careful with words because you always wonder about retaliation.
Oh, okay. I understand.
You don't want to say certain things because it's going to egg them on. And as it is, things are, I wouldn't say highly tense, but they have been. You know, there's a political party that is focused solely on communism and furthering their agenda. And they're the ones that jumping up and down, screaming and chanting "Kill the work, kill the farmer," and to them, they don't really care. I mean, a lot of their followers, I get, they're following an ideology. They want a better way of life, but really, I mean, these people are zoned in on just at the snap of a finger to start going absolutely nuts.
Amazing. Remember, are you able to say what that? Go ahead, finish your point.
I'm not sure if you remember. A few years ago, they had a huge riot when Jacob Zuma, one of the previous presidents of South Africa, was. Looking at some jail time, and they went absolutely nuts. Yeah. Family had some stuff in storage, and they broke into that and just destroyed everything. I had stuff and books from my childhood and, you know, keepsakes. They were all just destroyed.
Wow.
All that stuff was gone.
How long have you been in America?
For around 26 years. I came to the United States in 1999.
And what is it like coming from an environment like South Africa? Oh, let me ask first. Are you able to say what that political party, are they like conservatives, Democrats?
No.
What are they?
They're probably closer to what Democrats will eventually become. Very radicalized left. It's if you look at ANC ideology, they are Marxist communists. That's just what they are. They believe in that. If you look at the Wikipedia, it breaks it down for you if those want to do the research or even go a little further beyond that. You know, so remember that these people are even more extreme than that. They're prepared to do the complete, and excuse the phrase, color revolution.
Amazing. Mm-hmm. So you've been in, you're now in America for 10 years, you say?
26.
26 years. Mm-hmm. What is it like for you living in America and coming from an environment like that where white people so hate it? Coming from that environment, what is it like living in America for you?
It's amazing at this point. I'm so galvanized. If I'm called a racist, I don't really care. I mean, really, what is that the worst you've got? I've had family members killed because of the color of my skin. Do I give a crap about what you think about me? I don't really care. You know, and I think that's another thing that Americans need to get used to, and especially white Americans. You guys built this country. Yes, there was lots of continued, yes, of course, other people helped build the country. But really, this country was conceptualized by people that escaped something from Europe that wasn't working for them. You have a very free life here. You guys cannot let go of that. You've got to get involved in your local government. You've got to, I'm always amazed at how actively the left want this country to be solely theirs. And just go and look at your local municipality. I just went to my local municipality and they're completely leftists. And under all this time, I thought I lived in a conservative area. What a joke.
Yeah.
So get active, you know, be aware of what's going on. And as far as, you know, from one, somebody who has adopted the conservative ideology and really seen that that's how life should be lived, go and figure that out for yourself and get involved in your local government. Stop bitching about how things are. Get off your butt and get active. And the midterm coming up.
Are you an Afrikaner?
Partly. Afrikaans on both sides of my family. But I suppose if you had to call me an Afrikaner, yeah, I suppose so.
And for those who don't know, tell the people that, what is the ANC, and then what is an Afrikaner?
So Afrikaner refers more to someone who's got European ancestry.
Oh, okay.
That has settled in South Africa. So they are multi-generational. The ANC, from what I can understand from its history and how it formed, I believe that Angola was an area that they came down from. I could be mistaken about that. It's just something I've taken a lot of interest in reading more about lately, and I really need to up on it. But you had, during that time in the 1980s and before that, you know, the ANC was viewed as a terrorist organization, and a lot of them were funded by Russia and, believe it or not, Switzerland, in the tune of about 400 million, which in today's money is over a billion.
Amazing.
So, yeah.
So let me ask, now that, and then I'm going to have to run, I can go on and on, but do you, now that you're living in America, do you see that Europe and South Africa and now in America, the same thing that happened in South Africa to the whites and to the country, and in Europe to the whites and to the country, is happening in America? Do you see that happening, how that is growing in America as well?
Yes, I do. But, you know, I think that South Africa was really the guinea pig. They learned how to generationally condition whites into white guilt and feeling bad for, you know, settling down and making a great way of life. And they've done that in spades here. It's unbelievable. But there's something about the American spirit and what how God has blessed this country. I think a lot of you are exceptionally lucky to have caught on to what's going on. And Europe, I don't know what's going to happen with Europe. I really don't.
Yeah.
But it really gives you an insight into how the Crusades happened. And, I mean, there were 9 of them. So I don't really know if we're going to start going into the 10th. But, you know, I really don't see that kind of bloodshed. But let's be real.
What a mess. Two quick questions.
Yeah.
You spoke about last night about how grateful you are, or we should be grateful. I am, anyway, that President Trump, the great white hope, his effort into restoring America to what it was, bro. Can you speak about that for a minute?
Yeah, absolutely. The great white hope right over there.
Right on.
purchased himself over there. Anyway, you've got a guy that has been just tired. You look at all the interviews of him talking about how he was just tired of seeing America sold out. You know, that's one of the amazing things about this country. It's innovation and its ability to produce. But all of that was, you had these great producers shipped overseas. A lot of them landed up in China. And you pick up anything today, most of it always says made in China.
Yeah.
That's terrible. I think, you know, these things are innovated here, and then they are produced there. And then the intellectual property theft happens. And then everybody wonders, well, why am I getting these cheap goods? And the person who actually came up with the idea is probably not even getting paid much. You know, to talk more about how that happens and how it just erodes over years and years, it just gets worse and worse. But I'm glad he is the one that's bringing on reshoring all that production again. That's
referring to Donald Trump, right? The president.
Yeah.
One last thing. You last night you talked about how you heard what we were doing here about forgiveness and the silent prayer.
Yes.
And, can you say what effects forgiveness and the silent prayer has had on you?
Yes. You know, prior to finding you, I had a lot of trouble with, I'd say, just rage, absolute rage. And I couldn't understand the core of what it was, and then just realizing, you know, with where I grew up and moving here and just a completely different way of life, how the silent prayer helped me, you know, it just felt like I was just constantly having this flood of just noise. And, you know, God is immensely gracious. We are awarded more mercy than we deserve. But I'm telling you, when I started doing the silent prayer, it changed my life in such a way that I was able to focus more, have listened twice as much as I was able to speak. And, you know, again, forgiving your mother, I can't even begin to describe what an amazing effect that is. The relationship that you will have with your parents will actually be a meaningful one.
Yeah.
You know, there's no more regret, rage, blaming, any of that. Your interaction with everybody and your spouse will be amazing, absolutely amazing.
Amazing. And you can get the silent prayer, folks, by going to rebuildingaman.com/church. No, my bad. The silent prayer is rebuildingaman.com/silent prayer. rebuildingaman.com/silent prayer. Be still and know God. Know the truth. And the truth will make you free. One last quick question.
Yeah.
I noticed that in the white countries, America, South Africa, Europe, in their own country, white people tend to be afraid. And they are let all these people of color into their countries. And they totally let them just take over and not only destroy the country, but kill them. What is it about white people that make them so afraid in their own land?
Again, I think it's a generational conditioning of telling whites, well, you're bad, you're bad, you're bad. And if you speak up, you have no right to speak up. No, you need to speak up. And remember, the things that made those countries were God-led men.
Yeah.
The order back in the day, it was God, man, woman, kids. It had always been like that, but the slow erasing of that and getting people to feel some sort of negative way about God and well, God's just trying to control your life. No, God is your life. God is the whole purpose of creating order in your life. God,
did you have white guilt?
Yeah, tremendously bad white guilt.
You have white guilt. What does white guilt feel like? What's that like?
It's awful. Yeah, it's absolutely awful. Feeling like you're somehow responsible for people who cannot take, who don't want, have any desire to take care of themselves or have any accountability for themselves. It's terrible. And you told that's your fault. No, it's not my fault.
Yeah.
I'm me. I do my best to try and keep accountability in my own life. But these people don't. And I think that there's a huge gap in a group of people that don't develop themselves with God, or at least slow themselves down enough to listen to what God is trying to teach them in their life. And they're willing to put their selfish desires before anything else and before God. And I think that at that point, everything just collapses.
Amazing. Brandon, thank you, man.
You're very welcome, Jesse.
And great. I'll see you soon.
I'll see you soon.
All right, buddy. Thank you. Amazing. He said he's concerned about his family back there and certain things you better not say, because there are some of them that are still in South Africa. And so I totally understand that. But last night he wasn't – we don't videotape those meetings. We don't audio tape or anything, so he can speak a little more freelier. But it's compelling, folks. And the same thing that happened in South Africa to the whites and to the country and in Europe is happening here. And if you don't see it, I don't know what it's going to take. Let me go to Charlie, a first-time caller out of Georgia. You've been waiting a long time. Let's see here. Charlie, you are on the air.
Good morning, Jesse.
Good morning, Charlie.
It's great to talk to you on the phone. I haven't ever gotten through on the phone. I've actually been across the country twice for church, and I've talked to you twice in person. But this is the first time on the phone.
Right on.
Good to hear you.
Welcome.
Well, I wanted to answer the biblical question.
Is there a difference between the God of the Old Testament and the God of the New Testament?
The question, it got me going at the very first of the week when I heard it, and I believe it's the same God in the Old versus New Testament. God is constant. I mean, if God is not constant, then everything else would fall apart, in my opinion. The only difference that I see, and I've heard you ask callers, you know, why is he so mean in the Old Testament? I believe the only difference is the storytellers. You've said it yourself, how the authors and the translators put their own influence on the story. You know, and you cited the Word versus Law. The Word was with God. The Word was God. The Law was with God. And the New Testament was written by some of Jesus' closest disciples. So, I mean, basically, you could say, for conversational purposes, that the Old Testament God got a bad PR. he got bad press.
What the? Amazing.
the other thing I wanted to ask was, what does the Great White Hope have to say today?
Let me find out really fast here. Hold on.
We are going to drain the swamp in Washington, D.C.
Amazing. Great White Hope. hold on here.
Well,
right on.
Well, I got to tell you, April and I enjoyed church when we were there, and we had just an amazing time, and already can't wait to get back out there to see you.
And you have an amazing wife, and it's so cool that both of you are working on yourself spiritually, and as a result,
yes,
your marriage will last until death do you part.
Amen to that.
Charlie, it's good to finally get you on the phone, and it's nice meeting you and your wife in person.
Absolutely. Because of time, I know you got some callers to get to. We love you. We love your crew. And next time Nick comes out to Georgia, I need him to send me an email, and we'll get together and have dinner or something.
Now, incubate, absolutely, man. Charlie, I'm glad you got through on the phone. It's the first time. Say hello to April, and we'll talk soon, all right?
I will. She's listening in the other room right now.
Shout out to April. Thank you. Thank you, buddy.
Love you, Jesse.
Okay. Amazing. Let me go to Jason, a first-time caller out of Indiana. Jason, you are on the air.
Hey, how are you, Jesse?
All is well, Jason.
Thank you for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
I've listened to you for a while, and I need a little help.
Come back closer to your phone.
I got the earbuds in. Can you hear me okay?
No. Why do you have the earbuds in?
Oh, I'll change it over. Just give me 1 second.
Oh, he's a trucker. Oh, he's a trucker. That's why. Okay. Patient with the truck.
Can you hear me okay now?
Oh, man. That's between night and day, black and white.
All right.
Go ahead.
Great. Thank you. All right. Thank you again for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
My question is, I broke up with a girl. She broke up with me, and we've been together for 2 years. I loved her, and she left me for somebody else and looked for another man, and I guess I need some help getting past it.
And your question is what?
How do I get past it or get over it?
Good question. Why do you say you love her?
Because she's beautiful. We spent a lot of time together. She made me feel good.
And so, but I understand that she caused you, that you have some good thrills behind her look and her feeling good, but why do you say you love her? You just told me about the thrills, but why do you say you love her? Because so far you just describe what it feels like when you take drugs. You feel good, you love the drugs, and the drugs love you, and when the drugs are gone, you miss them. But why do you say you love her?
I guess that it was maybe the hopes and the dreams of maybe having a kid together and, you know, all the stuff we talked about just kind of left. So maybe I don't love her. Maybe I'm just longing for her. I don't know.
And why were you having those type of hopes and dreams with her? Where did that
come
from?
Because we talked about it. We just talked about it, and they probably, you know, came with an expectation on my part, a hope.
Amazing. And why would you hope for something that you don't have or didn't have or don't have? Why were you hoping for that?
I guess I just had a future planned out and what I thought was going to happen. And then what actually happened was something else. And I guess I don't know how to put it, but I don't know if I'm answering your question. It was something that we were working towards, that I thought we were working towards, that I wanted, and it appears that she wanted something else.
And where is the future? Where's your future?
Well, right now, it's by myself.
But when you were doing all the planning with her, where was the future then?
Well, there wasn't one.
So how were you planning for something that didn't exist? Can you hold for a minute? Let me take a quick break. All right, I'll be right back, folks. Hate news, not the fake news. We got a move call and your super chats. I got to get to your super chat. We're going to do all that in a moment. Now, I totally disagree with the way things are going, but you can't be angry, because that's what the enemy wants. He wants to control you. They do things to make you mad so they can control you. It's like being married. And the wife would do things to make you mad, or she'll do things to make you feel good. And men do that to women, too, when they want something from the woman, especially sex. They'll make her feel good, or they'll make her angry. And the woman's going to have to say, you don't want to be angry. You want to speak up. You want to disagree with what's going on. It's wrong. But do not be angry. Then you won't have fear. You won't have doubt. You won't have worries. You'll be able to see. But you got to stay away from anger. That's why you must forgive your mothers and your fathers so that you can overcome the spirit of anger. It's a spirit and it's wicked. Nothing good in anger, because it has no love, folks. You need love to defeat evil. And love is not a weakness. It's a strength. is from God. It's his nature.
Some crazy stuff going on in this here old world. Am I right or am I right? This is the end of hour two. An excellent hour two here on Express Yourself Friday. Get it off your chest Friday, that is. And JLP, we'll be right back to your calls. Hang tight, Jason and other callers on hold. All right. Jesse Lee will be right back to your call. And he'll get to more of your calls is the plan, man. And we'll get to your super chats as well. Many, many super chats. And we do appreciate them. Keep them coming. And we shall read them all. Gotta read them all if I see them, which I'm pretty good at seeing them, but I do sometimes miss them. So just let us know. Let me know. Let us know. Send a DM, send an email if you, or send a second super chat to complain. No, but we're pretty good. Anyway, it is Hake News, not fake news. No Hake report today, right? American Anchor, baby, is going to be live right after the Jesse Lee Peterson show, all right? And right after the American Anchor, baby, the Fallen State TV. And it is a fire episode. So awesome. Just like American Anchor, baby, is. And just like the Jesse Lee Peterson show is. So tune in to them all. And then, of course, church with Jesse Lee Peterson on Sunday. And shout out to the men. I didn't make it to the men's forum. Shout out to the men, and I missed you guys. Men's forum, first Thursday of the month, 7 p.m. at Bond in Los Angeles. You can check the website and or call the Bond office to confirm. We tend to put up the announcement the week prior or the week of. But women's forums are third Thursday of the month, typically, all right? And if they ever have to cancel the men's forum or the women's forum, they just don't happen that month, okay? All right, so let me tell you about the news. Miley Cyrus revealed she's dropping her last name and will just now be known professionally as Miley, according to Morning Brew. She's that singer gal, daughter of Billy Ray Cyrus. But I guess she's more popular and well-known, perhaps, than even Billy Ray, who sang that Don't Break My Heart, My Achy Breaky Heart song from, I don't know, 80s, 90s, something. Maybe? I don't know. Anyway, Tesla CEO Elon Musk, according to the Morning Brew, promised nearly a decade ago that his everyday electric vehicles were on the verge of driverless capabilities. So far, no dice. But yesterday in Austin, Texas, Tejas, his company introduced a vehicle that might mark another step in that direction. Cybercab. All one word. With a capital C-Y-B-E-R, lowercase C-A-B. All right, all lowercase except for the first letter, right? Okay. Anyway, Tesla's purpose-built robo-taxi, a matte gold finish. Not too shiny gold, matte gold. It's not shiny like this silver coin that you see in the foreground, a little bit blurry right here in front of me. Check out Jesse Lee Peterson's beautiful silver coin. It is awesome. So, jesseleepeterson.shop. But anyway, Tesla's robo-taxi's matte gold, steering wheel-free, pedal-less, no pedals, two-seater with butterfly doors. Is that like those Lambo doors? Is that what that means? I don't know. Anyway, a design initially unveiled 2 years ago. Musk said at the event that Cybercab's cost is probably going to be around 20 cents a mile. And the price, including taxes and everything else, probably ends up being 30, 40 cents a mile. And you will be able to buy one. Interesting. Not available for purchase yet. Yesterday's launch event signified Cybercab's official addition to Tesla's robo-taxi fleet. Otherwise consists of Model Ys. Model Y. Whatever that is. I'm not familiar with all this stuff. Growing that bunch of unsupervised, fully autonomous vehicles is key for the stock to outperform through year end, said Morgan Stanley analysts ahead of the event. Also key for long-term future of Tesla. By the way, Waymo, we see Waymos all over the place here. They have these spinning things and conspicuous, like, I guess they're camera mounts and stuff. About 4,000 driverless vehicles in 14 U.S. cities. The largest fleet of self-driving cars in the country. Shout out to Waymo. But I'm James Hake. Now back to the J.S. Lee Peterson Show. Hour 3.
Understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. Stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the racists with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning and hi, y'all. You can get involved by calling 888-77-5373, 888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. And my biblical question for this week, is there a difference between the God of the Old Testament and the God of the New Testament? Is there a difference between the God of the Old Testament and the God of the New Testament? Amazing question. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on JesseLeePeterson.com/show. JesseLeePeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about and you just got to run around, go work or work out or whatever you got to do, you can listen, podcast and listen on your phone as it is happening. And you can podcast by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go buy me a coffee. buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It is Friday. Get it off your chest Friday. Friday. Express yourself Friday.
You, Tom, like a mug.
You need to go and get yourself bleached, because everything you say about black people and you're sitting up there looking like a tar baby.
It might sound like a semantics argument, but he's a gray alien.
I wonder if he's been smoking pot.
I need some peace and quiet.
It's a staggering sight. A horde of hundreds of teens swarming this Aurora shopping center.
A man viciously beaten in the middle of traffic, and his attackers appear to be just children.
No way my life could possibly get any worse.
This is the moment a bolt of lightning strikes a man on New York's Staten Island.
I feel like God is laughing at me.
Detroit Public Schools taking a big swing at its attendance problem by paying students to show up.
This is as bad as it gets. Right?
Today. Oh my God, what is that?
A dead skull.
Oh my God. What is that?
He's kissing it, according to the report. What a freak. Amazing. I want to go back to the phones here. We're going to move call. I got to get to your super chats, your calls, and everything here. I want to go back to Jason, a first-time caller out of Indiana, a trucker. So, Jason, you broke up with this girl. She left you for another man. You're sad. And you said you love her, but you didn't tell me how you know you love her.
Right. I guess that, are you, I guess it was just a feeling. just her presence and being around. We just, when the times were good, we had good times together. When, you know, I miss the memories, I guess, when we enjoyed each other's company. And then when we talked about trying to move things forward, it became very difficult. And, but you didn't ask me why I love her. I love her just because of her presence and beauty and probably that's it, I guess.
So no, why do you call that love?
You call sex
love. Why?
I guess it just felt like we were trying to build something. It felt like love.
And what does love feel like?
Like you're wanted, like you're comfortable.
And
like it just feels good to be in the moment, you know?
It just feels good.
Yeah.
And why do you call love an emotion? What do you think love is an emotion?
Well, yeah. I don't know.
You don't know why you call love and emotion? Because you felt something.
I guess it's because of the feeling.
I'm sorry?
I guess it's because of the feeling.
But love is not a feeling.
Okay.
Here's what why did you make this woman your god?
Because she was beautiful, and I got out of another relationship before that, and when I met her from work and the first date that we showed up on, she was beautiful, and like we called each other a breath of fresh air.
And so you made her your god.
But it's true. Huh?
And so you made her your god.
I guess I did.
And now that your god is gone, you're still empty.
Yeah.
And so the lesson in that is that, and according to the law of God, you cannot have any other god but the true God. And whatever you make your god is going to destroy you. It's not going to stay with you. And you're going to have to work hard to try to keep it. But with the true God, there is no effort at all. You just live, and he's always with you. You've broken the law by making the woman your god.
How do I get past this? Because I don't think she's coming back.
You got to, number one, you got to forgive your mother so you can never make anyone or anything your god again. You hate women. By hating your mother, you hate all women. And you're trying to get something from women that they don't have. Women do not have love. They don't have love. And so you're trying to get something from them that they don't have. And they're just going to lie to you and pretend that they love you in order to use you for personal gain. They see your weakness and they play you pretending that they're going to give you love so that they can get what they want from you. But they see you as weakness. You got to forgive your mother so you can overcome that wrong relationship of making the woman your god or anything or anyone. And God will become your God. And so if he want you to have a wife, he will put the right one in your life, and it will last until death do you part. Are you willing to face your mother and forgive her for what she's done to you?
Yes.
You got to forgive your mother and then forgive your father for not protecting you from your mother. Because right now, Jason, every woman you meet, every woman you get involved with is your mother, and you're going to end up the way your father always ended up, the way your father ended with your mother his relationship with your mother. It's not going to work.
It's interesting you said that. This was when I was with her. It was always about control and
yes.
power for her. It was always about that. It was like I would just ask for basic reciprocity, like, because I'm bringing all the finances to the thing and she's upside down broke, and I'm trying to have a conversation, and every time I tried to do that, she shut it down and reframed it to where I was the problem and threatened to leave, and then I kept chasing.
Yes.
And she knew that. Ran the show. She did know it.
Yeah, she knew it. She smelled your weakness coming. Why did you give her money and you weren't married to her at all? Why would you give her one dime?
I did not give her any money.
Oh, good. When you say you spent money on her, what do you mean?
Well, no, she was, what I was talking about was when we were, she talked about having a baby with me and moving
together.
Come back
to your phone.
Okay. Can you hear me?
Yeah, she talked about what?
Having a baby and stuff with me and having a family, buying a house together. But when I wanted to talk about the details about the down payment, selling my house, contributions, how things were going to work, the details, in other words, that's when she said I was making things complicated and, you know, I'm controlling and she's not going to live under a man. And I knew there were red flags, obviously.
Yes.
Obviously, there are red flags.
Absolutely.
I've listened to your show a lot. But it's very, the logic goes out the window, you know, the logic goes out the window when you're, you know what I mean?
Yes, I do. If you follow the law, and the law is to love God with all your heart, soul, and might, along with nobody else or nothing else, and then to love your enemy, don't hate anyone. There's never a reason to be angry about anything. I promise you, you would never have to go through this again. Your life will work, it'll be smooth, and it will work naturally. And everything that's meant for you in life will come without your effort at all. It will happen naturally. But you got to forgive so you can return to the Father, so your heart can be changed from hate to love, and love will guide your life, I promise. Meaning that the love from God, emotions are not love. Emotional love, what they call love, is hate. That's why you go from feeling good, feel love, to hating, back and forth, because it all hate is not love.
I could spend all day listening to you. Just how do I forgive my mother? What I've listened to you say that, and I've thought about calling my mom and saying, "Hey, Mom, I forgive you." But I mean, really, how do I? Because I am resentful of her. I didn't know I was.
Yes.
But when I see her and her mannerisms, we get back and forth because I stand up to her. That's actually what happened to Amanda too. I was like, no, we're not doing things like that. And then she would act up and blow up the relationship. So my mom was doing a lot of that too.
Yeah.
And when you stand up to them, they start to get angry, cry. Like my mom would cry. And I said, Mom, don't cry. I love you. And I said, but you know, you can't do that. I'm not your little boy anymore. You know, I'm a grown ass man.
And when she would cry, she was lying. She was doing that to control you. She wanted you to say, Mom, don't cry. I love you. She was doing that to control you to get what she want from you. Those tears were not real.
So you think this Amanda thing is not real?
Not at all.
She doesn't even give a shit. Give a crap or give a whatever.
Not at all. She's never cared one, based on everything you've said, she's never cared one dime about you. It was about what she could get from you because she saw your weakness. She hates your weakness, and she used you.
I believe you.
And it's not her fault. It's your fault that you're weak. It's her fault that you're weak, but it's your fault you're weak. You set yourself up to be used.
I did. I agree.
And so you forgive your mother by realizing that you resent her and know that it's wrong. She could not help herself. Her mother did it to her, and her mother did it to her, and so on and so on. And you see that you cannot help yourself. You're like being controlled by these women. You're controlled by your imagination. You don't have control of your life, so you can't help yourself. And that will help you understand that your mother can help herself. And so if you can't visit her in person, I recommend you FaceTime with her so you can be looking at her and just say, you know, I realize I've been resenting you all my life because I'm just giving you ideas, but you turn me into you recreated me in your image. I'm just like you. I'm emotional. I live in my imagination. I look for love from outside instead of within. I become like you. You turn me away from my father. I realize now, mother, that you can help yourself. I'm wrong for resenting you. And when you admit that, God will forgive you. Don't ask for forgiveness and don't lie and say you love her. You don't love her. You will love her when you return to the spirit of truth. You're going to love her with God love, not your love, because your love is not real. And you'll be fine, but you got to face her shaking in your boots and be honest with her and forgive her. And however she act, if she cry, let her cry. She's lying. If she get mad, let her be mad. Don't you react to that at all, and you will walk away a free man.
In the meantime, you know, I feel not great, obviously. So what can I do to get off the pity pot, in other words?
Okay, when you say, I feel not great, who are you referring to?
Well, I'm just sad, lonely,
but,
you know.
But who are you?
Who am I?
No, who are you?
I don't know. Who am I?
No, who are you?
I know what you're asking. You're asking me an easy question, but I'm not sure how to answer it.
And so when you say, I feel sad, who are you referring to?
I'm referring to myself.
And who are you? Who is yourself?
A human being.
Okay, that's your physical body.
Yeah.
You're not your body. Who is feeling sad?
I'm just a guy out here that's no better, no worse, I guess, than anybody else. I make mistakes. I'm not sure how to answer that.
So why do you say I feel sad? Who is feeling sad, and who is telling you that you're sad?
I just feel it, I guess. I don't.
Are you your feelings?
No, I guess no.
Who is feeling sad? Who are you referring to? I feel sad. I feel lonely. Who are you talking about?
I guess I'm talking about me. I thought I was.
But who is me?
The person that's feeling these feelings.
Are you your body?
I think so.
How are you your body? Your body fades away. It's dirt. How are you your body?
I don't know.
And so why do you call your body you?
I guess because it just, I never really got deep on it like that. Well, what am I then?
What is it like living not knowing who you are? What's that like?
I don't know. I guess I never thought about it.
Why not?
I guess I thought I always knew who I was.
Yeah, I understand.
You know what I mean? I'm stumped on the words and the responses, not out of embarrassment or anything or shame or anything. I don't know how to answer it.
Here's what
it feels like. It's like a math problem I can't answer, you know?
I understand. Nobody knows who they are until they start working on themselves. I want you to know, when you discover who you're not your thoughts, you're not your past, you're not your future, you're not your emotions, you're not your body. And yes, you feel that lonely pain in your body because you believe the thought that you are lonely. You feel it, but you're not your body and you're not the pain. And when you can see who you're not, I promise you, you will start to remember and you will get to know who you are. But you're never going to know that until you see who you're not. And you do that by being aware of all thoughts. All thoughts are all lies all the time about anything. And so you believe in psychological, emotional thought, which are not from God and they're not from you, but you have identified with them when your mother traumatized you. You start to identify with those thoughts, and you all your life you've been identified with a lie, and it's doing nothing but destroying you. I recommend you do the silent prayer, rebuildingtheman.com /silentprayer, rebuildingdemand.com/silentprayer, and be still and watch those thoughts. Don't call them you. And they, the spirit of truth, God, would take them away from you because they're darkness, they're evil. And he would give you the light, and everything will be made clear to you. And so the loneliness that you feel right now is because you believe the lie that you're lonely. The devil, the evil spirit, told you that you were lonely, and you believe it, and then it gave you feelings that feel like lonely, and that is not real. It's an illusion. So I recommend you live with those pains. You take those pains. Do nothing about it, but be aware. Don't call that woman up. Don't try to get another one. Don't get anything that makes you feel better, and the spirit of truth would take them away from you, and you would never have to go through it again.
Easier said than done.
But you don't know that. You haven't even done it.
You're right.
So why are you saying it's easier said than done?
Well, I've tried to, you know, I used to drink way too heavily. Alcoholic, had to go to treatment 20 years ago, and it's kind of like that. There's a lot of fear and anxiety before you actually stop. And there's almost like a rock bottom you have to hit before you're willing to just sit in the discomfort. And is that what you're talking about? You've got to sit through the withdrawal.
You got to sit in the hell, because the hell is what you've been living in. You and the devil are one. And the fear that you have when you let go of the world, it's not you. The devil is afraid that you may stay calm and he may have to leave you. And so he's the one that said, oh, this is too hard. Why is it taking so long? You got to hit rock bottom. Oh, I'm so sad. I'm so sad. He's using your voice to imitate you, pretending to be you, and it's not you. And you got, in order to get to heaven, you got to go through hell. You must die from this false self. You're not those things at all. And so you got to live with it, walk with it, talk with it, sleep with it, drive with it, be with it, and do nothing about it but be aware of it. And if you do that, that ego nature will die. And Christ said, in order to have life, you got to give up a life. You got to give up the false life, the ego life.
Okay, so first step is silent prayer, forgive my mom. And the second step is, don't react. Learn to just sit in it until it passes.
Absolutely. Very well said.
Go to work. Do you think she left and did all those things because she couldn't get what she wanted from me?
She left. Right. She did, because she didn't care about you at all.
So she wanted the access to the resources and
yes,
the stability that I provided. But she knew that there was a price and she didn't want to pay the price.
Absolutely. She hates your weakness.
What do you think is going to happen to this next dude?
What?
What do you think is going to happen to this next guy?
What next guy?
He's going to have her next guy.
I wouldn't even be concerned about you. That's not your concern. I mean, about that. That's not your concern at all.
I guess you're right.
Let her do what she wants, and whatever this guy, the next guy is, let him. Human beings have the life that they want. And so we have no right to think about it or judge them or anything, because God is not going to interfere with them having the life they want. So don't even be concerned about that. Forget about her. Don't resent her. Don't be mad, because it's not her fault that you're weak. You were already weak when she met you, and she was already weak when you met her, and two devils got together and fought.
I guess you're right, actually, now that she probably left because I was weak.
No, not probably. She left because you were weak, especially when she didn't get exactly what she wanted from you.
When you say weak, you mean emotionally weak, right?
Yes, mentally and emotionally weak, and you're making these people, places, and things your God, and she knows it, and she used you for that.
Interesting. So you think they can pick up on that?
Women smell weak men a mile away.
There you go. Okay. And Jesse, I thank you very much for your time. I mean, I don't know where I take it from. It just, I guess I got to forgive my mother, do the silent prayer, and yeah, I don't know.
Take the pain of death of the ego. Take the pain, live with it, do nothing. Don't reach out for anything or anyone to make you feel better. You got to go this journey alone, and you can't use anything or anyone to make you feel better or anything. Go to work, do your job, save your money, buy your house, do whatever you're doing. Those are just tools that God gave you to live by on this earth, but not to worship anything or anyone. You're never going to be happy like that, and you're going to do the same thing over and over and over again as long as you believe those thoughts and as long as you are an emotional person.
I believe you.
One quick question that I got to run. You, sure. So you didn't give her any money at all?
No, I mean, we weren't married or anything. I mean, we would go out on dates and I would pay. And
was she living with you?
No.
So what do you mean when you say you provided for her?
No, I did not provide for her. What ended up happening was we were discussing moving in together. Oh. And, you know, and when I wanted to talk about the details, because, you know, I mean, I'm not rich, but my house is paid off. I have a 401k. I have some savings. And she has school loan debt, house neglect, $50,000 in house repairs, a new cry. So I'm like, well, let's talk about it. And you're complicated and you're judging me and you're acting like you're just, you know, all that. And I'm trying like desperately to be like, no, that's not what's happening here. I just want to have a conversation. And I didn't know if it was her shame or her like just not being genuine with me and wanting to use me and just didn't feel strongly
about me.
She wanted to
use you with all that debt. What do you think? You a dollar bill, buddy.
Well, she kept telling me, I don't need your money. I don't need you. I don't, you know, all this stuff. And I was like, what are we doing? And I was like, I don't want to talk to your ego. I want to talk to you so we can build a relationship. She just couldn't do it. And I think, you know, when I think about it, it was probably because, you know, I open up to people when I feel like a connection. I don't know whatever that's worth. And
no, you don't want a connection with people, man. What the?
I don't know.
What, never, do what you want, right? Never get involved with an illegal alien person. Don't marry them. Don't get involved. And then never tell a woman what you have.
Okay.
Why are you telling her you have all this stuff? And she's heavily in debt. Of course, she sees the bank, buddy, when she sees you.
That's why she moved on to the next guy. He works over at Eli Lilly.
See? Well, don't.
Yeah, it's like
and never
nine
take
years
on a woman debt, man. Because she's going to make you pay everything, and then she'll leave you.
Well, that's what I was afraid of. That's why I stopped the whole thing, and that's when I think it fell apart.
And you said she broke up with you, right?
Yep, she eventually, it was back and forth. I would stop, you know, she would disrespect me consistently. I would try to talk about it, every time we tried to have a meaningful, serious conversation about respect, values, matching lives, it was, I mean, she just was not going to have it.
Because she didn't want you. She wanted you to pay her bills, buddy.
That's what I need to remember. She didn't want me. She didn't love me.
How old are you?
How old do I act? 15? No, to be honest with you, I'm 47. I'm going to be 48 next week. She was 39.
That's amazing. Be glad she's gone. That's the best thing that can happen to you right now. So then start working on your spiritual life, and you will have a perfect life. Forget about her. When memories come about her, they're just illusions. Let them pass. Don't call her. Don't have anything else to do with her. And don't be angry at her. It's not her fault that you're weak.
I won't.
Do the silent prayer.
In the middle of the night, though, it gets pretty rough. You know what I mean?
Take the pain. Beautiful. You're going to see that it's not you That's an illusion feeling that way. It's not you, all right? Take the pain.
All right, I will.
Live with the pain. Don't call the pain you. I see those thoughts. I feel this pain, but it's not me. So you can stop identifying with it, all right?
Yes, sir.
Let me know how it goes.
Thank you, Jesse. I appreciate your time.
You're welcome, Jason. Stretch off on pills.net. I'll be right back to your phone calls and super chats. Back in a moment.
I write about how the spirit of anger was taken away from me 29 years ago. I forgave my mother who tried to turn me away from my father, and I returned to my father, and through him, my father on earth, and through him, I was able to return to God. No man or woman can return to God unless you go through the Son. And men are sons of God. They may be weak, pathetic examples of it, but it's the spiritual order of life. God in Christ, Christ in man, man over woman, woman over children. So get from race to responsibility. I write about that. Go to my website, rebuildingtheman.com, for an autographed copy, or call 800-411-BOND. And donate to my nonprofit, Bond, the Brotherhood Organization of a New Destiny. We are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. Okay, welcome back. 888-77-JESSE. Number one, no hate report today. The American anchor baby at the top of this hour. Instead of 11 o'clock, the American anchor baby is at 9 for now. From 9 a.m. Pacific time to 11 a.m. Pacific time. And then at 11 a.m., a brand new episode of the FallenState.tv. TheFallenState.tv. I had a fun discussion with Jason Scoop. And Jason is a stand-up comedian and a Donald Trump impersonator.
Next time on The Fallen State.
Is it harder being a comedian now or easier for you?
I'm there to please them, but on my own terms.
Right.
But I like fool the dumb liberals through the humor.
Right on. Are you afraid of the blacks?
In terms of comedy, I like black crowds. If they like you, they'll start running around the room doing backflips and stuff.
Black people are something else. Jesus died on the cross for you?
Yes.
What the? At 11 a.m. today, Pacific time, and you can support the Fallen State, and thank you all for supporting the Fallen State, too, by becoming a member there on the YouTube channel. And or Jesse Lee Peterson, peterson.locals.com. And don't forget, breaking news. Derek is just telling me right now, breaking news. I don't know where you get it from, but I'm just going to assume it's true. Oh, Fox News is reporting. Judge declares mistrial in Clancy's murder case from Fox News. That female... what's her first name?
Lindsay
Clancy. They said it was a mistrial, according to Fox News. Does it mean she's not going to jail?
It means that she remains in, well, I think that she's still going to remain, she's been in the medical care, involuntary medical care thing, I think. So she's not guilty or innocent. They may do a retrial, or they may make a plea deal. Or they may drop charges, which I doubt. Entirely drop charges? Are you kidding me? But anyway, that's what that means, right? Let me ask the AI.
Just imagine what's going to happen if this woman does get away with this. The number of females that are going to be killing the man's children now after they are born. And they're going to use postpartum as a reason. Because now they find out they can get away with it if it's true. Fox News, Lindsay Clancy murder trial ended in a mistrial on Friday after jury told the court they were unable to reach a unanimous verdict. The prosecution decides whether to drop the charges, offer a plea deal, or start over with a brand new trial and a new jury. Amazing. If ever we needed you, Lord, we need you now. And by the way, Sunday morning fellowship. All right, Sunday morning fellowship. Father's Day at 11 today. And every Sunday fellowship for everyone. Come on down. Or you can watch it live or podcast on the JesseLeePeterson.com/church. JesseLeePeterson.com/church. And don't forget to like these videos, follow, subscribe, and all that good stuff. And thank you for your financial support, for helping us to help others. Let's do some super chats, and then I get right back to the calls. Super chats.
Greenwall on buymeacoffee.com/JLPTalk. Always supportive in answer to the biblical question.
Thank you, Greenwall. What is there a difference between the God of the Old Testament and the God of the New Testament?
No difference. It's the same God who makes a way for those who do what is right. Esther 4:14. Whether it's an Iron Age tribe with only sharpened farming tools to fight with the Old in the Old Testament, 1 Samuel 13:20, or a Jewish sect whose leader was murdered versus the rest of their people and the Roman Empire in the New Testament, or for that matter, a certain country in the Middle East today that chose to forego nuclear weapons versus two nuclear powers that worship Satan, it's always the same God.
Amazing. Thank you. And I'll put my two cents in on Sunday. I appreciate it.
Jack B. on Cash App, Bond JLP on Cash App, double exclamation mark.
Thank you, Jack B. Amazing.
Gregatron. Okay, guys, it's Friday. I have another super chat for you. You ready? Press 1 if you love Sean. Press 2 if you love Aunt Uda. Press 3 if you love both.
I love Aunt Uda and Sean. Both amazing people.
I'm pressing 3 because I know they're one and the same. Jesse, how are your uncle doing? The one who you visited at the hospital. You haven't talked about him in a while. Hope he's doing okay.
Yeah, he's fine. He's still alive. Barely breathing, but still alive. He's doing fine. Thank you.
It's a song lyric, okay, guys?
Right, that's a song. I'm barely breathing, but I'm still alive, but barely breathing.
Okay.
I pray to a God that I do believe in.
All right. Wayne, I am that I am. BQ.
Thank you, by the way.
Yes, thanks, Gregatron. Yes, they are different, says
Is there
Wayne.
A difference between the God of the Old Testament and the God of the New Testament?
He says, firstly, yes, they are different. We see character traits of both entities mixed up in the Old Testament and in the New Testament. Therefore, a better way to draw the line would be Old Covenant versus New Covenant. That way we see clear the division. Old Covenant passages, carnal, show a God against us and will kill us if we cross the line. While on the other hand, New Covenant verses, the Spirit, show he was for us and would never, ever, ever be angry at us, no matter what. Is God a psycho? No. There are different entities. I rest my case.
Amazing. Thank you. I'll put my two cents in on Sunday. I appreciate it.
Another coffee from Wayne, I am that I am. Two separate entities. In Genesis chapter 1, we see...
This is Bible question?
Yeah.
Okay.
We see, he continues with
All right.
a second one.
Nice.
We see God, Elohim, plural, whereas we see Lord God, Yahweh, singular Elohim, in chapter 2. Chapter 1, verse chapter 2 of Genesis. Just before David slew Goliath, he said that the earth may know Elohim and that the assembly may know Yahweh Elohim. Elohim. Pardon me butchering his name.
What does that mean, Elohims?
I forgot to look it up.
Amazing. Okay.
Elohim.
Go ahead, because
of All right. Is God's... Jesus said, you are of your father, the devil, implying we are of our father, God. Is God schizophrenic? No. God of the Old Covenant is earthly and a fiction of man, hate, segregation, fallen nature. The God of the New Testament is heavenly and true God, new nature, love, inclusivity. Various emojis, mic drop emoji.
Amazing. Thank you. I appreciate it. Keep it pithy. Amazing. Thank you.
A very pithy from Robert with 10 coffees and no message.
Right on. Thank you, Robert. Amazing.
Infinite pithiness.
Thank you.
Eugene, 5 coffees. Good morning, Jesse and Cruz.
Good morning.
Hake, don't be a beta. What does the Great White Hope have to say today? Thank you, Jesse.
What the? Let's see here.
They say, is Donald Trump an intellectual?
How come it's so loud? Trust me,
I'm like a smart
because
person.
Because you put him real close to the mic.
Oh, too close?
Maybe so.
Amazing. The Great White Hope. Thank
Thumbs
you.
Up. Elohim is a Hebrew word that means spiritual beings or the supreme.
Thank you. Amazing.
Joey, three coffees. You guys need a shirt that says Bible Thumper.
That's a good idea. Thank you.
Josh in Georgia, BQ response.
Hey, Josh, is there a difference between God of the Old Testament and the God of the New Testament?
There is no difference. It just seemed like there was because the people under the curse of Adam and Eve and the devil's ruling over them, causing God to seem cruel. Similarly, as a kid, I had my mother's mentality, and I always thought Dad was cruel and cold-hearted, but since I forgave them, I see my mom was actually the crazy, emotional, cruel one, and my dad was actually the more reasonable, loving one. Hashtag, I'll always love my mama. Hashtag,
she's my baby girl.
But he put, she's my baby girl. What?
Josh from Georgia.
Shocking. Lin Yen Chin.
Thank you, Josh.
Human nature is of the creator, not of evil. Intellectual nature is evil. Everyone who sucks air through their mouth of intellectual nature is of intellectual nature, not human.
Amazing. Thank you. Amazing.
Lin Yen Chin with another. Intellectual means of memory. AI is of memory, which is mama.
Amazing. AI is not even real, and so many people believe in it.
Neither is this.
And I hear now that, and I don't know if it's true or not, but AI has got so much fraudster. That's how you say it? People that rip
fraudsters,
people off?
Yeah.
Fraudsters in that is not even funny.
Yeah.
Amazing.
That guy tricked the AI into thinking that he was in the NFL.
I rest my case. Thank you.
Damon, is it just me? Because every time Jesse gets to singing, I be singing with him too. Laughing sideways, tears.
Well, amazing.
Well, also, I'm at an age where I know all those songs when he starts LOL. Much love, brother. Keep up the good work. Thank you for all you do. Strong arm.
Thank you, I will, and thank you for your support. Shout out to all those amazing songs. Thank you.
Joey, tell Colin Kaepernick to go out and get a dead skull.
Can you imagine a priest kissing a dead skull? What a freak. Amazing.
Okay.
Thank you.
Lin Yen Chin, human nature is the breath of God breathed into the soul to bring it life. As Adam, our nature is of God, not the breath of insecurity, evil, intellect.
Amazing. I don't know what you mean by that, but human nature is the nature of the devil, and human nature is evil. Thus said the Lord. Amazing. Thank you.
Lin Yen Chin says, spill, soil, no soul. Touchscreen is evil. I know. Autocorrect stinks. And so does touchscreen sometimes if you have like drops on your phone. Anyway, thank you, sir.
Thank you. I don't know what that means, but because I'm not into computers like that, but thank you.
Yeah, he's complaining.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Hokage, see that snakeskin shirt on you.
Amazing.
Remind me of the garden. What the?
Amazing. Thank you. It's so comfortable, too, especially when you're in a hot, you know, like it's when the air conditioning is not on, it's hot, but thank you. Appreciate it.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Mike P., Two Testaments, same message. God is love. It sounds like the BQ answer. Is the God the same or different?
Okay, it's the God in the Old Testament, same as the one in the New Testament.
Two Testaments, same message. God is love. Follow him and you shall have internal peace.
Thank you. I'll put my two cents in on Sunday.
Tebriga, KO, which means knockout, with a shirted, T-shirted hippopotamus.
Amazing. Thank you. Appreciate your support.
With an uppercut. Mike P., thanks again. Mexico Pow.
Thank you, Mike P.
Happy Friday.
Who's that?
Mexico Pow.
Okay.
Paola.
Okay.
Happy Friday, and a very cute emoticon type of thing with various things to make it look like a cute person thing. Heart.
Thank you. Amazing.
I can't even describe it, but it's really nice. Thank you, Mexico Pow.
Thank you, Mexico Pow.
More from Mike P. Freedom is not needing anything from people, not even their acceptance of your so-called good intentions. Leave folks alone and live your life. They're living theirs. Amazing.
I rest my case. Absolutely.
And Mike P. continues. There's another super chat. There are two kinds of ego, wanting something from people and wanting people to take what you're given. The second looks selfless, but if you get mad when they don't want it, it's still about you.
I rest my case.
Become a doormat to both.
I rest my case. Amazing. Thank you. Stay with it.
Three coffees from Joey asking Jerome.
Ask!
From the first and second hour. How can you get worse than killing your three children? It doesn't get worse than that. Oh, Lord, what's wrong with the blacks? Shout
out. What's wrong with the blacks? No, but most. Amazing.
Cesar Caesar. Hey, Jerome. First and second hour caller. A couple years ago in Texas, John Battaglia killed his two daughters in a case forensic psychologists linked to psychosis stemming from bipolar disorder. He was executed in 2018.
I rest my case.
Eric H. Amazing. Godless psychiatry treats emotions with drugs. They should have told Lindsey Glancy to drop the anger and do the silent prayer. Knowing is half the battle. G.I. Joe.
That's right. Good advice, by the way. Thank you.
Make a woman your dream. She'll become your nightmare.
That's
says Eric.
For sure. That's for sure.
Anthony L.L. Hey, just let her cry if the tears fall down like rain. Let her sing if it eases all her pain. Let her go. Let her walk right out on me if the sun comes up tomorrow. Let her be, let her be, let her cry. Hootie and the Blowfish, 1994, for JLP Show.
I love that. Thank you. Amazing.
I'm sorry. I like Hootie and the Blowfish, the three songs that I do know. I'm not sure I know that one.
Yeah, I don't remember that one either, but I remember the group. Amazing. Thank you.
A black country singer, by the way. Hey. Yeah. And he sang White Christmas, by the way. Anyway, C-Bill, Jerome has his mama spirit, LOL. C-Bill.
I don't know. I had no idea, clue what Jerome meant that the jail made people worse. What the? Amazing. Thank you.
C-Bill, I have one word for Nigel. Beta male. Nigel was leaving a girl, but he quit praying. And he's like, guys, don't quit praying.
Oh, yeah. I remember now. Thank you. Amazing.
Nikki313X. Been a member for a month. It's just me and my useless thoughts against the world. White peace sign or victory sign or two fingers up emoji.
Absolutely. Thank you. Amazing.
The Hague Report gifted the can on pill.net. Hopefully see you Monday, September 7th, 2026. Or Big Bump will at least guest hosting or co-hosting for Hake. Big Bump.
Amazing. Big Bump will be here Monday if the Lord is willing and the creature arrives. And by the way, Monday is a holiday.
Indeed.
It's a socialist day.
That's right.
And so the office will be closed on Monday, but we will be doing the show if the Lord is willing and the creature arrives. Thank you.
And thank you, guys. I could be mistaken, as I often am, but I believe that's all for now.
Thank you all so much. Wow, thank you for your support. Helping us to help others. Let me go to Emmett, a first-time caller out of Texas. Emmett, you are on the air.
Good afternoon. I mean, it's just still morning. Still morning.
Yes.
Thank you for picking up my call.
Yes, sir.
I was able to see what you were saying about my anger, and it wasn't until, all right, let me backtrack a little bit. So I graduate high school, and I'm 23 right now, by the way. Okay. I graduate high school, I go to college, and all hell just breaks loose. I just drop out, and then a few years after that, I just was just stuck in the loop of just judging myself, judging others, having anger, and then just like you said, like you can't change your life. I just got an opportunity to join the military and I was able to leave my mom's home and become independent. And ever since I forgave my mother and there's been a lot of stuff happening. So this is just, I just called to just kind of give my testimony about that.
Right on.
So
right on, man. Are you doing the silent prayer?
Yes, I am doing the silent prayer, but I'm not consistent. Like you said, I do love my hell. And
and so do you want to be totally free?
I do want to be totally free.
There's no other way that you will be 100% free if you don't stay in the light.
100%. So I forgave my mother, but I see that I am starting to judge my father because You're totally right. My father, we didn't have the best relationship growing up, but as I was struggling, you know, after high school, trying to find myself or whatever you want to call it, I did yearn for my father. So I started to pick up his calls more. I started to see that I was resenting him with my mother's hate because she does hate him. That's one of the things I try to confront her about when I forgave her. Like, you did turn me away from my father. She'll never admit that. But so we started to argue over that, but I had to let that go. But now seeing it, I see that he cannot deal with her and he's totally afraid of her. Like, you're totally right. He's literally afraid of her.
Yeah. He loved you. He just didn't know how to deal with her.
Yeah. So how do I go about forgiving my father?
By having that talk with him, let him know, I resented you. I now understand. I see now that you love me. You just didn't know how to deal with my mother, so I was wrong for resenting you. Same thing, and you'll be fine then.
100%.
And however he responds, that's on him. It has nothing to do with you, because he may not be ready to, admit that he's wrong. But as long as you forgive him, God will forgive you, and your life will continue to open up for you, especially when you start staying in the light by doing the silent prayer morning and night and being present during the day as much as possible.
Okay. So with, like, I have one last question. With fear, if I have day-to-day fear, say I have fear with approaching just a random person that I interact with every day and I can't seem to, like, ask them, like, oh, can I get a ride to this place because I don't have a car right now?
Right.
Just little stuff like that, and I get in my head about it. Do I force myself to interact with that person and get over that, or do I just recognize the fear?
Notice that the fear is there. Notice that you have the fear. And then if you need to talk, ask for a ride, go and ask for the ride anyway, shaking in your boot. And you're going to see that the fear was an illusion. It was never real. And people who have fear don't live their life because they're controlled by the fear, thinking it's real. You will live your life when you face the fear. And you notice it. The other person doesn't know this unless you're acting out. But you would know it. But just see it. Don't call it you. And do what you need to do.
100%.
In spite of how you feel, because the feeling is not you, the fear is not you, you'll be fine. And eventually, I promise you will have no more fear at all. It will all be taken away.
Okay. So you're saying just go through it.
Live with it, walk with it, sleep with it, but take care of your life.
Amazing.
Amazing.
Thank you, Jesse.
Let me know how it goes.
100%.
All right, buddy. Amazing. Let me go to, is out of Illinois, first time caller, Jock. Jock out of Illinois. Jock, you are on the air.
Yes, sir. How's it going, Mr. Jesse?
All is well.
All is well. Well, what do you think about the idea of fear or anger actually serving a necessary purpose?
The only thing that, only purpose that anger serve or fear and all that is evil. There's no love in it. There's no good in it. It's abnormal for human beings to have fear. It's a spirit that made a home in their imagination, their thoughts, when their mothers traumatized them, and it's not real. Anger, fear, resentment, emotions are evil. There's no love in it at all. And it's not even necessary. There's never, ever, 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 ever a reason to be angry about anything. And anyone who has anger is evil.
Well, what about your nature as far as biology? We're actually given an energy of fear to protect yourself, but to get away. I mean, like, there are situations that are happening in the world where if that anger don't rise up, you don't protect yourself.
If you
get violated.
Physically, if you mean physically.
No, not physically. I mean, you have dignity as a human being.
Human beings don't have dignity.
Excuse me?
Human beings don't have dignity. There's no such thing.
So, do you know what dignity means?
It's, I guess, have some type of pride about yourself.
No, sir. Dignity is understanding you have innate value.
No, you have no values.
No value as far as a human.
Human beings don't have any values at all. Who are you?
Who am I?
Yes.
I would say I'm first conscious.
Who?
Conscious.
What's that?
That's awareness.
But if you're aware, then you wouldn't see yourself as human being with values.
No, as far as conscious is value.
Uh-uh.
Yes, it is.
How's that?
Because conscious is the state where it knows all. It observes all. So now this is the gift.
Valuable. Values. Like they're valuable. What human beings are valuable. They have value, not value.
No,
like
I said value. This means it's valuable.
Yes.
What does that mean? That doesn't even make sense.
I'm just clarifying that he wasn't saying people have morals. He was saying people have values.
What type of value do people have?
Well, the value to have human decency.
No, that
the value
exist.
About human equality.
Jock,
where you're
Jock,
just
Jock.
As.
Hey, Jock.
Yes, sir.
I would love to continue the conversation, but the music playing. We're going to end in a minute. Are you able to call me back next week about this?
Yes, sir.
And I'll take your call as soon as you call in. Remind the screener that I asked you to call back, all right?
Okay, sir.
That way we don't have to rush through this. Thank you, man.
Oh, you're welcome.
All right. I am so out of time. Rick, I wanted to get to your call about the biblical question. And Mitch, out of South Carolina, what is the point of reading the Bible? I really want to respond to that as well. And the caller just dropped it. I'm out of time. See you on Sunday. Stay with us. Super Jack.
Super chats.
JV the Great with crying tears, streams, river emoji, and laughing with tears, three of them emojis.
When she cried, he's lying.
And thank you guys. I think that's all for now.
Thank you all. I do appreciate it. Wow. The American Anchor Baby's coming now, and then the Fall Estate at 11, right after the American Anchor Baby. And then I'll see you on Sunday, if the Lord is willing. And the creek don't rise, rebuildingtheman.com/church. Take care, folks, and thank you for your support. I really appreciate it. Thank you.
The views, information, thoughts, and opinions expressed during this show are the individual's own and do not represent the views, thoughts, and opinions of the JLP Network or Bond. Their appearance on the program does not imply an endorsement of them or any entity they represent. The material and information presented here is for general information purposes only. The JLP Network and Bond name and all forms and abbreviations are the property of its owner, and its use does not imply endorsement of or opposition to any specific organization, product, or service.
Now, I totally disagree with the way things are going, but you can't be angry. Because that's what the enemy wants. He wants to control you. They do things to make you mad so they can control you. It's like being married. And the wife would do things to make you mad, or she'll do things to make you feel good. And men do that to women too when they want something from the woman, especially sex. They'll make her feel good or they'll make her angry. And the woman gonna have to say, you don't want to be angry. You want to speak up. You want to disagree with what's going on. It's wrong, but do not be angry. Then you won't have fear. You won't have doubt. You won't have worries. You'll be able to see, but you got to stay away from anger. That's why you must forgive your mothers and your fathers so that you can overcome the spirit of anger. It's a spirit and it's wicked. Nothing good in anger because it has no love, bro. You need love to defeat evil. And love is not a weakness. It's a strength. It's from God. It's His nature.